This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
John Brennan not pulling any punches, and I think what's so fascinating, and it's a must-read editorial. It's so powerfully worded, and I think it's probably the strongest statement that he's made to date. But what's so interesting is what Donald Trump would really like to do is silence John Brennan. He would like to silence James Clapper. How's that working out? It's not working out so well, and I think it's not going to work out that way because you can revoke security clearances. You can't revoke people's opinions.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. And the thing is I can't even believe we're still talking about this. I'm going to launch myself off my roof. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. This is, if Frank Bruni says, well, he would like to silence them, but he's only emboldened them. No one gives a damn. Nobody cares. No one cares except for you people, because you want to use the credibility of him having some sort of security clearance as influence on other issues. That's what this is. Let's be real about it. My gosh. Happy Friday to you all. You can find me at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. We have a lot in store for you. We have our Dana Show bot on the way. We have Mailbag of Hate later on in the program. A lot of good stuff to get into. I don't think that's not a, and who was the other cat that came out and was like, yeah, go ahead and suspend my clearance too. Okay. All right. Bye. Thanks. See you later. I mean, it's just, first off, if they're not going back into the White House and they're not being briefed on certain issues, there's zero point for them to have this. Anyway, it doesn't make any sense. So I understand that. There's nothing scandalous about it. Nobody cares. Brennan has such a credibility problem. It's just, no. And this is not, it's not blacklisting. It's not, you know, I don't know. I disagree with some people on this. I really do. My friend David French, who was on the other day, says that this is, that he actually disagrees with the president doing this, and he has his reasons. He's very legalistic with stuff, the way he looks at it. There are other lawyers who disagree with him. There are just various different viewpoints out there. But I think one of the, when you look at this issue, I think one of the things that maybe perhaps some of those who that they're not taking into consideration is that you have someone who is abusing the, who is using the clearance itself as a way to say, I should be taken seriously on these issues. The reason that he's invited on CNN and the reason that he's invited on MSNBC and NBC and invited to write editorials and all of this stuff is because he currently had this ongoing security clearance. And it gave him an air of influence. Someone who still has security clearance, who is opining about issues related to policy in Washington, D.C., well, that's significant. And furthermore, he was also trading on that influence as a way to try to undermine the administration. I mean, this is an individual who lied repeatedly to Americans about spying on Senate staffers, about droning Americans abroad under the former president's drone program. This is an individual who lied about his complicity in the Hillary Clinton campaign document, a.k.a. Steele dossier. He has a lot of credibility issues, least of all saying that the president is treasonous for meeting with a foreign leader that his previous boss, the former president Barack Obama, did also, and presidents before him. So he's sensational, he's hyperbolic, he's dramatic, he's entirely partisan, and I think those alone would nullify any argument that he would have as to why he needs to maintain a security clearance, particularly because clearly there is no counsel that this administration advises that John Brennan could give, period. And that's the bottom line of it. That's why he was stripped of this clearance. And the executive has every authority to do so. Elections do have consequences, and with those consequences means new advisors and new counselors that go into the administration with you. And I don't think that it's a smart use of a security clearance to, again, trade up on that credibility as a way to get entrance onto cable news channels where you then undermine the president with really salacious accusations that actually also work to try to undermine authority in our electoral system and the sanctity of how our government operates as a republic. So Brennan has zero ground to stand on. This isn't a free speech issue. If anyone wants to sit here and say that this is an issue of speech or that somehow someone's criticism is being suppressed, you can't simultaneously argue that the president is both suppressing criticism while emboldening them. You can't say that it just gives them greater leverage while it's also being suppressed. None of these arguments make any sense at all whatsoever. But of course, isn't that a hallmark of the left? They don't make argument. They make arguments that make zero sense. So, and furthermore, with where it concerns Brennan, and we played this audio on the radio program, I can't tell you how many times during the course of the general election, as it led up to fall of 2016, after the current president won the primary, after the current Democrat loser, Hillary Clinton, ended up losing the general election, there was that space of time wherein it was actually Trump at the time who was suggesting that there was some sort of effort, collaborative effort, with Democrats and Russia to try to throw the election. There was a lot of discussion on that. The discussion grew to a point wherein Barack Obama actually had to address it on television, and he told Trump to stop whining and start campaigning, and he said that there is no way that Russia could impact an election. He said it's too vast. He said there's absolutely no way. We've played it a million times. And if this was true, then John Brennan, who was head of CIA at the time, why didn't he contradict the president even privately? Because that wasn't done. And we know it wasn't done privately because McCabe and Mike Rogers and others testified that that did not happen previously before Congress. So why is it that it wasn't true then, but it is miraculously somehow true now? Oh, it's because Hillary lost. So all of this is an effort by individuals who are telling you that there is no deep state, but yet they were participants in a deep state, and they worked to try to undermine an election, and they're now trying to throw off any trail by projecting their offenses onto the individuals that they were trying to victimize with said offenses. That's all there is to it. And so this idea that, oh, well, this is the president behaving somewhat dictatorially, it's a stupid argument that is completely and wholly unsupported by any fact at all. This is not tamping down personal criticism of him. Removing a security clearance does nothing to thwart anyone's criticism of him, unless you're acknowledging a very uncomfortable truth, the truth that Brennan was just trading on that to get cable news appearances. So you can't have it both ways. Choose your narrative. This is an entirely idiotic article, idiotic narrative, idiotic everything. And in this, it's not just this. There's the ongoing. I'm just, you know, just take a gander at the articles that are trending with media. It is all kind of fascinating stuff, but it's just all like it's. Let me give you this example too. Speaking of media, I saw this. Let me open this for you because this actually just happened shortly before I joined you on air. This is a the crime and justice reporter with CNN, because, you know, the Manafort verdict is going to be coming down the pike here very shortly. And do you remember when CNN found that meme that they didn't like? Do you all remember this? This was, I want to say this was several months ago, a couple of months ago. Do you remember that wrestling gif wherein Trump was wrestling with a individual that had the CNN logo transposed over their head? And what did CNN do? They ended up searching the internet and they doxed the Reddit user who made the gif. Well, they partially doxed, and then they threatened to fully dox a Reddit user. And the Reddit user ended up being forced to apologize because CNN's Andrew Kaczynski stalked this individual down. And this is what they wrote. They threatened them. They said, quote, CNN is not publishing the Reddit user's name. It's an expletive. I can't repeat it. Because he is a private citizen who has issued an extensive statement of apology, showed his remorse by saying he has taken down all offending posts, and because he is not going to repeat this ugly behavior on social media again. And he said that his statement could serve as an example to others not to do the same. So CNN was acting as though they were the nanny of the internet. Well, we've punished him. And so long as he abides by the rules that we are enforcing, our arbitrary rules, we will not reveal any of his personal information for the torch and pitchfork mob to go and harass him. That's what they were threatening him with. That is a threat. It is a threat from an entity that had the audacity to feign outrage when I promised to hold accountable a media, as is the responsibility and duty of free people within the United States. Well, they're at it again. So going back to how the Manafort verdict is going to be coming down, we're just waiting for it at this point. A crime and justice reporter with CNN tweeted this at 9 o'clock this morning, quote, the judge will hold a hearing on a motion by CNN and media organizations to unseal the names and addresses of jurors, as well as other parts of the trial that are currently secret. Quote, a thirsty press is essential in a free country, end quote, the judge said in announcing the hearing. This is a media entity looking at doxing jurors. How is this not tampering? I mean, I only pretend to be a lawyer on radio, but that sounds like you're trying to meddle with a trial, does it not? If the jury renders a verdict that is something that you oppose, are you going to then publish their addresses and their names and serve them up on your little platter for the torch and pitchfork mob to persecute, bully, target, and threaten? Do you see why so many people are critical of media? Do you see why so many people wonder, are they activists? Or are they media people? Are they journalists? This is like Oliver Darcy over at CNN, who decided to peruse Alex Jones's timeline for any offending tweets and then tried to press Twitter. Well, does this? What about this? Does this? What about this? I mean, don't you think that's a little bit weird that you have CNN that's, like, looking to, I mean, that's like El Chapo moves. Oh, no, they don't have to worry about their names and addresses being released. Goodness. So we have a lot of stuff still to cover. It's Friday, and we'll cover the Manafort thing as it comes down as well. Additionally, I'm going to keep an eye on what CNN is going to do here. Because to me, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. That's just rhetoric. I don't even know why I said it. I'm not at all. It seems as though it's jury tampering. Right? And that's kind of how it seems. That they're attempting to affect the outcome of a trial by threatening, before the verdict is released, to publish the names and addresses. I mean, why else would a media company say they're trying to unseal the names and addresses of jurors if not to make them publicly available? Like they did with the Redditor who made the gif wherein Trump was body slamming an individual with the CNN logo transfixed over their head digitally. What is the purpose of a media entity doing this? So if the jury renders a verdict that dissatisfies CNN, they're going to publish their addresses and names? And they're in court with a motion on this right now. Huh. That seems incredibly interesting. Activists or journalists? They don't report, but you can decide. We have a lot more coming up, including later on another update with the New Mexico compound. And that is the remains that were found of the three-year-old there on the premises. They are of Siraj Wahaj's missing three-year-old son. I wonder if Judge Sarah Backus, the judge who allowed them to walk free on a signature bond, is regretful of doing so because now you have the death of a child involved. We have, well, in addition to 11 starving children who are being trained to go and shoot up schools, activist judges are no good. We'll come back to that. And we also have the Iran general says he's, quote, ready for jihad, and posts a White House explosion pic. I guess all those pallets of cash didn't purchase much security. Also, a very poorly worded tweet from the Catholic League. A lot of Catholics are saying, why is the Catholic League trying to represent the Catholic Church? Stop. We also have Florida Man and Mailbag of Hate, the Dana Show bot, and so much more. I'm hoping if the weather holds out, it's been about a couple weeks since I've been to the range, and I'm hoping to get out there because I wanted to do some more drills with my P380. It's the smallest 380 that's made, and a lot of people, it's made by Kel-Tec, and a lot of people really want to copy it, a lot of other manufacturers, because it's such a great firearm. I love this. This is what I take. Well, when I jogged, which I don't anymore, because I just do hard workouts. But when I jogged, I actually would take this and I would put it in its neoprene holster, and I would be able to just easily conceal it with leggings because it's so small and it's so lightweight and it didn't affect my ability to jog or pace or anything. It is so comfortable. And then you don't have to be afraid that you're going to be overpowered when you're out jogging and working out. But ladies, not only is the P380 really cool, but everybody needs to check out the PMR30. This is one of my favorite pistols to take to the range and practice target acquisition. It has such an awesome trigger. It's really lightweight. It's a 22WMR. It's a great, great handgun. They also have a bunch of other things that you should check out. I always have to mention the KSG tactical shotgun line because it holds a whole box of shells and it's just cool AF. It's just awesome. Additionally, you have to check out the RDB, which is the bullpup done right. And the RDBS, the S is for survival. That is more compact, so you can carry it in rugged terrain. And it has the best factory bullpup trigger ever. You need to go and check out everything that Kel-Tec offers. KELTEC weapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And when you go, tell them Dana sent you. I was a total skeptic when I heard all of the MyPillow commercials. I mean, some of you might even remember I completely made fun of them. I made fun of them on air because I'm like, how does it take 10 years to create a pillow? But then I got one as a Christmas gift. And then I slept on it. And I am still sleeping on it. Because I love my pillow. I have never slept so good. This thing really actually changes how well you sleep. So much of having a good productive day really depends on you getting a good night's sleep. And I seriously want all of you to own one because I know from experience that once you do, you'll enjoy a better sleep instantly. So MyPillow is allowing me to offer my listeners this awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you get 2 premium pillows plus 2 go-anywhere pillows. It's the MyPillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana, and you get 50% off. Just use my name. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Use my name. Name drop. This is the time to do it, to get 50% off your MyPillow.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Let's kick it into Quick Five, shall we?
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Fox Business reports that nearly half of Americans don't actually want a self-driving car. According to new surveys, fewer Americans are embracing self-driving car technology after high-profile incidents involving Uber and Tesla vehicles. It's from Cox Automotive. They say consumers' interest in automatic braking and other autonomous features is high, but they actually view self-driving cars as less safe compared to a similar survey conducted several years ago. A Chicago straw company is thriving, says CBS Chicago Channel 2, despite the anti-straw movement. A Chicago company hopes to thrive. Their machines spit out straws at a dizzying rate inside their factory at Best Diamond Plastics. So they're actually thriving. People love straws. We have a lot more coming up. Stay with us. Every day, your car and cash donations to the Purple Heart Foundation help to make a difference in the lives of veterans and their families across the country. It's important to remember the challenges that our veterans face when returning home. And I'm not just talking about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous red tape associated with receiving benefits. It's pretty heartbreaking to think about how many vets just give up. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our vets receive their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, and you can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. 414-4483. They take many forms of donations. Cash has the most immediate impact, and all donations are tax deductible. Visit give2purpleheart.org. That's give2purpleheart.org. Honoring their sacrifice with our service is the motto of the Purple Heart Foundation.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official Dana Lash on Facebook.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Well, that was back during, that was the audio I was telling you about before the election, wherein he just obliterated the idea that Russia could rig an election. But yet, after Hillary lost, they said, well, we can't take the rejection, so we're going to make this up as a way to try to regain power. It was insane. And John Brennan didn't dispute this at the time. He was CIA director. He neither disputed it publicly nor privately. Very interesting. So his credibility is gone. I wouldn't hesitate to revoke his security clearance either if I was in that position and had that authority. It is what it is. So the president is determining that he's not going to do the military parade, which, you know, it seemed like season one of Game of Thrones a little bit, wherein they wanted to have a big joust, and Eddard Stark, Hand of the King, was like, no, we can't, this is a lot, where's this going to come from, the kingdom's purse, anyway, but the Pentagon revised the cost of the parade. It went up to $92 million, and so the president says that he's not going to do it. He's going to travel to France instead after the congressional elections to mark the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. It was going to be on the day before Veterans Day. But now they're not going to do it this fall. They said it would be too expensive. I was looking at a breakdown of the cost. I mean, it really was. I do find it fascinating. Didn't Richard Blumenthal lie about his service? He tweeted that real patriotism should mean $92 million to honor military service and benefit veterans, not glorify politicians. Wasn't this the guy? Hang on, I just want to double check, because if memory serves, he lied, and my memory is never wrong. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. He lied about Vietnam. He lied about his Vietnam service. So there you go. Maybe a little stolen valor. He lied about his service by indicating, and this was a big scandal for him at the time. And very interesting how he did that. And he lied. He lied about his service by indicating that he had served in Vietnam, and then he denied lying, and then he acknowledged misspeaking a couple of times. Yeah, so he's a big liar. You can just sit the hell right down, dude. Just, you know what? That seat over in the corner, have it. And then one next to it, have that too. You're welcome. So he is not going to, they're not going to have the military parade, which I didn't think they should anyway. I'm sorry, but I thought it was just, no, we don't need to have a $92 million military parade. What? You want one? Why do you want one, Kane? I think it's a waste of resources.
Yeah, maybe.
Why do we need a military parade?
It's not about need. It's about want. That's what we just said.
Okay, but that's not smart economically, and that's not, you know, you're talking about a big government pageant.
Yeah, I look at it as because
I don't like that.
Because the cost actually
jumped up. That's what the royal family does in Britain.
The cost actually jumped up recently, so I look at it as the same way they tried to infringe on the Second Amendment, as they put all these costs.
Oh, my gosh, you did not either. This is not even, that is not even, I can't. You seriously did not just compare having a military parade to Second Amendment rights.
Geez, you're not one to talk over people like that.
Because I had to. That was so not even, like, on the up and up.
The cost of it so that he wouldn't do it. And now now he's going to find a way to do it cheaper next year. Watch. It's going to happen like that.
There's no way to do a military parade cheaply. It's going to be millions of dollars, period.
Know. Maybe everybody in the military is like,
I just think
we'll
you just give
it.
The money to the vets.
Just pay for the fuel
right?
for the machines.
I think you just give money to veterans. I don't know.
I'm not against that.
By the way, I can't stop thinking of this story. Let me pull this up. Let me just read you this headline. It's from Vulture. I don't like Liam Neeson's politics, and I think that sometimes he needs to not talk unless the lines are written for him and that's what he's supposed to be doing. But I did like him in Taken. I have a particular set of skills. Anyway, he's basically redoing Taken, but as a snowplow driver. Well, bear with me. This is from Vulture. Liam Neeson will play a snowplow driver hell-bent on revenge in Hard Powder. It is a real movie. I'm not messing with you. It comes out February of next year. I'm being totally serious with you guys. I know. I really wouldn't believe me either because it's so insane. But it's happening. Neeson plays Nels Coxman, a local snowplow operator recently named Citizen of the Year of his small Colorado ski town, awarded for keeping the roads open through winter. Nels' quiet life with his wife abruptly spins out of control when their son is unjustly murdered by a local drug cartel. Taking the law into his own hands with the only tools of an outdoorsman and snowplow driver with only the tools, Nels sets out with his snowplow to find those responsible, but then inadvertently ignites a gang war in his Tony ski resort town in Colorado, which is completely believable, and threatens to engulf the town unless he ends it first. Please tell me there's a snowplow chase. Oh, please, let me have that in my life. It's like Taken, but with snowplows. Right? And Taken 2 was like Taken 1, but without snowplows. Like, every movie Liam Neeson is doing is Taken all over again. This one is Taken with a snowplow. So does he run people over with a snowplow? What little Tony resort town in Colorado could there... I don't know. Thoughts? Are you going to see this? You're totally going to go see this, aren't you?
Of course I'm going to go see this. Well, you know what? I may not even see it in the theaters. I'll just wait because it does sound a lot like all the Liam Neeson movies I've ever seen. So I'll probably wait till it comes out on, like, you know, Hulu or something or Netflix, and then I'll watch it as I'm falling asleep.
I wouldn't even do that. It's so weird.
I don't know. I'm a fan of Liam Neeson and his particular set of skills.
Even his set of skills running his mouth about
the same,
guns?
The same particular set of skills in every movie.
Well, Nels Coxman, guys. A family man, Laura Dern, is also in it, but he's going to, there's a turf war, and this seems really kind of crazy to me. Anyway, there it is. So.
I can imagine his enemy is buried in snowbanks.
Mm-hmm.
It'll happen.
It's going to happen. Is Hollywood, like, hard up for movie stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know. Hard Powder. I'm not going to go see this because it looks dumb.
The name's not Hard Powder.
Yes, it is.
That's the name of the movie?
What, do you think I'm messing with
you? It's called Hard Powder?
Dude, it's called Hard Powder.
Get out of here.
No, it's really called Hard Powder. We think I'm... You still going to go see Hard Powder?
No, I'm not going to the theater.
It's about powder that's hard, like snow.
Like I said, I might see it on Netflix or something.
No. Okay. I just... You can't see... You can't even go to... You can't even go and... escape... with movies. There's no escape. You know, you can't even, because the movies suck. Anyway. All right, so, I see a couple of people, by the way. I actually saw, like, some conservatives with shows on Fox that were retweeting this, and I just need people to stop being ridiculous. CNN has this story. It says, sea turns red with blood after whale hunt in Faroe Islands. And it's, like, way, way up far north and, like 200 miles north of Scotland. Like, way the hell up there, right? And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, hunting whales is so bad. Do you guys even bother to learn about what you're talking about? They eat these damn things. This is how it's cheaper for them to do this. They can't afford to have meat imported all the way the hell up to the Faroe Islands. and I see, like, actual conservatives tweeting, like, this is so wrong. Did you even stop? So you want the people to starve, right? That's what it is. You want them to leave the land where they've lived forever and starve to death because they've been doing this for ages, and it's just fine. They're not the people that are contributing to the declining populations of any sort of marine life. Those are the, particularly over in China where they hunt them down. And, I mean, for goodness sakes, it's like people don't even bother to read anything. Oh, my heavens. This is... And, I mean, it literally says it's part of the national diet in the Faroe Islands. Catches are shared largely without the exchange of money. It provides several hundred kilos of meat and blubber, meant that otherwise it had to be imported from abroad. 50,000 people live there, and the whales that they killed are not endangered. And the killings of the Faroe Islands don't threaten their sustainability. And I see, like, conservatives tweeting this stuff. Because they didn't even read the article. They just read the headline and they want a virtue signal. Oh, here's something that I can maybe get progressives to like me on because they tweet this out. Shut up and dribble. Some of you. Yes, I did say that because I see some people who have shows on Fox that are tweeting this stuff out. And I'm like, did you bother to read the article? Like, what in the world? It's like, good grief. Come on. So... the article even says that pilot whales are not endangered. Current levels of killings in the Faroe Islands do not threaten their sustainability. It's like they have an estimated 1 million longfin pilot whales worldwide. 100,000 live near the Faroe Islands. And the hunts are legal. This is how they eat. They literally eat the rest of the year off of this. I just saw this headline, and I wanted to jump on it. See, this is why I get so aggravated with people, because nobody even bothers to read the articles. And there are people on the right that are just as bad. I'm so trying not to name check, but this is one of the things that aggravates me more than anything else in the world. Stop it. It's nauseating. They just want a virtue signal. Look, how about you just, you know, be factual? You don't need to virtue signal with stupid things. Good grief. Okay, we got to move on because I have other things that I need to get into as well, including update on the New Mexico compound. And CIA communications, a botched communication system, helped blow the cover of a ton of different agents. It's ongoing crisis with the intelligence program in China. So we'll get into all of that. And we have a ton of other stuff to get into. We'll have Mailbag of Hate later on and... anyway, and everybody's now adding me about the snowplow movie. Don't. I'm not going to see it. It looks stupid. I'm going to say, you can get mad. Get mad. Don't at me. I'm sure it's going to make a ton of money, and there's going to be snowplow 1 and 2 and 3, or hard powder 1, 2, and 3. You know there will be, because everything's horrible, just in time for Christmas. You know, I take Super Beats as a pre-workout. I have people who come up to me and they're like, I don't know if it works. Okay, go ahead and not like science. That's okay. Bye. And there are people online who are like, oh, it's just snake oil. I know, and you're the people who think that the Earth is flat and all of the other planets visible in telescopes are round. That's totally okay with you. Look, it's nitrogen, or nitric oxide, dietary nitrates, actually, and nitric oxide. Beets are loaded with nitrates, and they taste horrible. And not the nitrates, the beets. If you cook beets, heat destroys nitrates. So in order to get rid of the horrible beet taste, I don't understand you. It's like you're alien to me if you love the way beets taste. I just can't. My mom's the same way. I cannot comprehend it. But they use this cold process, and they condense it all down into a powder. They're specially grown non-GMO beets, and you take 1 teaspoon, 4 ounces of water. And what that does is once it's consumed, and maybe in a half hour or under, however long it takes your body to process it, those nitrates kickstart your body's production of nitric oxide, which helps regulate your blood pressure and circulation. That's where you get the increase in stamina and focus and energy. That's what the stimulants and the processed sugar drinks try to replicate but fail to do so. And you can take Super Beats as late as like 4 or 5 o'clock. It's not the heart racing kind of energy. You notice the huge difference, but it's not like you're going to crash and you're not going to be up all night and you don't have the jitters, because it isn't a stimulant and there's no processed sugar in it. It's natural, specially grown non-GMO beets. So you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeats.com, and you can see how you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeats.com. Whether you're an avid shooter or someone who shoots a couple times a year, which you should go more than that, or maybe you're just getting into the sport, whatever category in which you fall, I want you to know about the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. It's the ETS Speed Loader. It is, without a doubt, the fastest loader ever made, guaranteed. I mean, we're talking about 3 seconds or less. It's so easy to use. You don't even have to touch the rounds. I mean, it sucks them up like a little anteater. No kidding. And boom, you've loaded a full mag in just a few seconds. And with the ETS loader, you don't get mag thumb. Say goodbye to mag thumb. And when you own an ETS loader, you're not going to ever load the same way again. And ladies, by the way, this helps from scratching your nails all up and making your hands all sore. It's awesome. Go to loadmagsfast.com and check them out. And since I discovered ETS, I'm not going to the range again without mine. That's loadmagsfast.com. Use promo code Dana and get free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana to get free shipping. Now is the time to buy a Liberty safe. Liberty has put all of their Franklin and Fatboy safes on sale now through August 26th. You need to have your own Liberty safe. I can't imagine not having mine. The reason is simple. These safes preserve your valuables so they can last a lifetime. For example, they protect your valuables from the elements like UV light damage, and they help keep things dry with dehumidifiers. What's more is Liberty gives you peace of mind when you're at work or on vacation by protecting your valuables from theft, fire, and maybe most importantly, from inquisitive little kids. Go to LibertySafe.com today and order your own Liberty safe or visit one of their 350 dealers nationwide. And right now, Fatboy and Franklin safes are on sale, saving you hundreds. Sale ends August 26th. They're even offering 12 months interest-free financing. Do what I did and buy the best money can buy. Buy a Liberty safe. Visit LibertySafe.com. Simple, easy, secure, always preserved, always protected. That's the Liberty way.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites. Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Dana Show.
So two updates about that terror compound that was in New Mexico in which 11 starving children were being taught by New York imam Siraj Wahaj's son to go and shoot up schools. And then his son also apparently killed his three-year-old son that he kidnapped from Georgia. And the judge, Sarah Backus, in the case, allowed them all to just post signature bond and walk because she's an activist judge who doesn't care about public safety. And this one of the other developments that came out, Janie LaVille, who was one who came from Haiti, she's one of the suspects charged in connection with this compound. She apparently has been here on an expired visa over 20 years. Really. She apparently looked at that. You want to talk about loopholes? Let's look at the visa enforcement system. And those are the same loopholes, by the way, that's how 9/11 hijackers, I always say that that 9/11 began as an immigration issue, that this they exploited that as a way to stay here. So that judge let someone who's not even allowed to legally be in the United States to just walk away free with a signature bond, and I'm sure that they're not flight risks. I'm sure. So you have an individual who had an active warrant against him in Georgia because he kidnapped a child. You have a dead body of a child, the same one that was kidnapped. 11 starving children, evidence produced in court documents that they were training, according to testimony of the kids, who ranges from age 1 to 15, that they were being trained to overpower teachers and murder students by shooting up schools. And now you have also one of the individuals arrested who has been here illegally from Haiti for over 20 years. And Sarah Backus says, no, they pose zero threat to the public. I mean, aside from the fact that they were training kids to go and shoot up schools, they pose no threat to the public. And aside from the fact that one of the kids, you know, apparently he looks like he killed him, but they pose no threat to the public. This is, by the way, the judicial rot that I talk about. You have to pay so close attention to the individuals you elect. Because if you're not electing judges, you're electing people who are going to be appointing judges. And you need to pay very special attention to that. So that is, it's amazing to me that, I mean, for 20 years. For 20 years has been here. And her current husband is Siraj Wahaj. His previous wife apparently is the one that he kidnapped a child from in Georgia. And so she's the current one. And so so she has to obviously know what happened to her stepson. He was murdered, a little three-year-old murdered. His remains found on the premises of the compound at which she was staying and keeping 11 starving, malnourished, horribly taken care of, abused children. Yeah. Oh, and it was local police that had to act. Even though Siraj Wahaj was under surveillance by the FBI for 13 years, it was the local police that had to act because who knows why. Interesting how you have the feds that just let this go on for as long as it did, but then when you look at Waco, such a difference, right? Because they went in on that. They went in on the accusation that they were making guns illegally. They were manufacturing guns illegally. Interesting stuff. Now, coming up in our second hour, a number of things to get into. Iran is, the Iranian general is trying to, they're vocally threatening the United States again. Iranians are venting anger because they're upset that the price of eggs have doubled and milk is more expensive. Iranians aren't upset because eggs are expensive. They're upset because their theocracy is a terrorist-enabling, soul-sucking vacuum of leadership and morality that's making life absolutely unbearable for Iranians. And that's why, you know, maybe if the previous administration had helped out during the Green Revolution, we'd be dealing with a different Iran. But they turned and looked the other way as innocent people were mowed down in the streets by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard because they actually supported the theocracy. We have a lot coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Plans for a grand military parade on Pennsylvania Avenue have been canceled. President Trump blames local politicians for jacking up the price.
The president's decision coming a day after the AP reported the estimated cost of the parade had ballooned to $92 million, nearly eight times the original estimate. The president accusing Washington, D.C.'s government of projecting a cost, in his words, so ridiculously high that I canceled it. He says instead he will celebrate the end of World War I in Paris and adds, now we can buy more jet fighters.
That is correspondent Wally Hines. A man has been arrested in connection with more than 100 synthetic marijuana overdoses in New Haven, Connecticut. Police Chief Anthony Campbell said Friday that 53-year-old John Parker was charged with drug crimes after being caught with 32 bags of K2. Virginia's Attorney General has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the state's appeal of a ruling granting new sentencing hearings for the man serving life terms for the sniper shootings that terrorized the Washington, D.C. region when he was a teenager.
Attorney General Mark Herring filed a petition asking the High Court to review a ruling by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. In June, the appeals court ruled that Lee Boyd Malvo should be resentenced in Virginia under U.S. Supreme Court rulings that mandatory life without parole sentences for juveniles are unconstitutional. Herring argues that Malvo's sentence already complies with those rulings. Malvo was 17 when he and John Allen Muhammad fatally shot 10 people in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington. Muhammad was executed. Malvo was sentenced to multiple life terms, including four in Virginia. Keith Peters reporting.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. Franklin died Thursday at her home in Detroit from pancreatic cancer. She was 76 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200? $300? Or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
There's another sign that the Trump administration's moving to end American involvement in Syria.
U.S. officials say the administration has told Congress it will not spend some $200 million planned for stabilization projects in Syria and will shift the money elsewhere. They say the cut will be more than offset by $300 million pledged by coalition partners, including $100 million from Saudi Arabia, intended to help revitalize areas liberated from Islamic State militants. The move is a sign the administration's following President Trump's demand to reduce the American commitment in Syria. The State Department says the president's asked coalition partners to share the burden of promoting stability there. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Most of that money initially pledged by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in February had been on hold and under review since he was fired in March of this year. News and analysis at townhall.com. Shares of Tesla sank after founder Elon Musk says the stress of the job is getting to him.
An hour into the trading day, Tesla shares were down more than 7%. In Friday's New York Times, Musk confesses the challenges of the last year have been personally draining. He says he's been working 120 hours a week and taking Ambien. It's either Ambien or no sleep, he tells the Times. He claimed in a tweet last week he's secured the money to take Tesla private, an announcement that caught the company board unawares and may have prompted a federal investigation. Musk dismissed rumors the board's looking for an executive to take some of the pressure off him, but he added, if you have anyone who can do a better job, they can have it. Warren Levinson, New York.
A privacy group says in a letter to Federal Trade Commission that Google has violated the terms of a 2011 settlement. The Electronic Privacy Information Center says that Google's recording of timestamp location data, even after users have turned off a setting called location history, clearly violates that settlement. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for every college student to know their constitutional rights. This resource includes legal case precedents for recently controversial campus issues. Religious groups must get equal treatment as secular groups.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Our families prepare, and they are in the process of preparing for the new school year. My administration is working closely with state and local authorities to protect our schools and to protect our children. Our hearts continue to grieve for the victims of the horrific shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that we all know too well about what they went through.
Well, that's the president, obviously, and I'm glad that he's doing that. It's just too bad that the judge didn't do that. And we're, by the way, welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Where are all of the camera hog anti-gun advocates when they, you know, they're all over the television and they are blaming law-abiding Americans who are gun owners every time there's a, you know, anything. But here you had in New Mexico, a chick who was here from Haiti, 20 years illegally, a dude who has ties to terrorism, who prosecutors say, and now evidence was looking like he killed his son, starving 11 kids, teaching them to shoot up schools. Where in the hell are all of the anti-gun advocates on this? Where y'all at? I mean, where are you at, though? For real. I don't see any of them anywhere. Not a single one of them have said anything about this. It don't matter that much to you? Is that what it is? Y'all don't want to be commenting on it? You don't want to talk about how a chick who was here for illegally for 20 years was helping train 11 kids to go shoot up schools? Y'all don't want to talk about that? Y'all don't want to talk about how the guy who was leading it, Siraj Wahaj, his dad's this crazy, controversial imam who was one of the unindicted co-conspirators in the World Trade Center bombing, the first one, 1993. Y'all don't want to talk about that. You don't want to have that conversation, how a couple weeks before 9/11 he was also speaking at literally a named jihadi camp. Y'all don't want to talk about that? Have any sit, please, regale us with stories about how you're so concerned about school safety and consistency in terms of application of the law and enforcement of said law. Please tell me, except you're not consistent, you're absent on so many of these other actual real concerns because you're too busy focusing on what a mom who wants to simply be able to, she wants to go and be able to get a gallon of milk after she gets off work late and not get raped in the parking lot because she wants to be able to defend herself. Y'all are more interested in going after and shaming and attacking and persecuting those women like the sexist patriarchs that the gun control movement is, instead of actually focusing on the real issues like, I don't know, in New Mexico, a terror compound that was training people to go up and shoot schools. Where are you at? Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, at D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So, I'm going to pull this up. You remember the Green Revolution back during the previous administration? Do you remember how social media companies particularly were struggling with how are they going to accommodate an actual revolution in Iran and yet still not be kicked out of the country, so they had to in some ways appease the theocracy, right? And then Iran began shutting down different sites and the internet eventually for a period. They had snipers on rooftops. Do you remember Nita, the woman, the young woman who was simply observing one of the protests? And I'm talking about protests, people marching, not like what you saw with Occupy or what you see with Antifa. And the people who were marching had their faces covered because there were snipers on the roofs, on the rooftops, that were shooting people, and then when they would ID the individuals they were targeting, they would then go and murder their families. That's why they covered their faces, not because they were douchebags trying to look hard. Like the kids who wear the True Religion jeans over here while they go and smash up a Starbucks or a Marine recruiting office, people who are harder than they could ever hope to be. And in that Green Revolution, Nita was simply observing it. She was hit in the chest by a sniper and died on live stream. She ended up becoming the face of the resistance there. And the administration looked the other way. You had individuals who were trying to shed the chains of their theocracy, and this administration, who is notorious for backing the worst of the worst in every single election, they backed a dictator in Honduras. They backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And they enabled ISIS and terror factions to take control in Libya. They always back the worst of the worst. They looked the other way when Russia was annexing Crimea. I mean, they just as always. And so they were silent. So now, finally termed out, new administration. And the president's done. He doesn't want to send them pallets of cash. He reimposed sanctions. And so now you have this story where, oh my goodness, people are so upset because, as they say, the price of an egg has doubled. Milk is 40% more expensive. Fruits and vegetables have gone up 100%. And the way that the media is trying to make it, these people are caught in the onslaught of the Trump administration's policy towards Iran. This Trump administration is so harsh on Iran, and the people are so upset. They're trying to actually say that the people are upset with the Trump administration. That is false. In fact, the people are upset with a theocracy that exports terror and constantly hoards resources for its own enrichment, that suppresses and persecutes people, dissenters, etc. And they're angry that their behavior has rendered their country's economic status this way, that has now put them on unstable ground, and has resulted in things like eggs and milk doubling, tripling in price. That is what they're upset about. But the way that the media says it, the most people in the media are so eager to protect despots, and they're so eager to protect theocrats, and they're so eager to protect dictators. That's why they worked so hard running as the middleman between the previous administration and the total breakdown in Egypt when they backed the Muslim Brotherhood, a party that had been outlawed for years before they were recently outlawed again after all of that hot mess. Or in Libya when they just took out Muammar Gaddafi, who no one thinks is a precious princess, but at the same time posed no threat to the United States and was keeping these terror groups at bay because terror groups only understand brutality and Gaddafi only understands brutality. And so it worked in our favor that way. But this administration wanted to get in because apparently Hillary Clinton had some associates that wanted to get in on the ground floor of new nation building, something that the left used to hate so much. And then in Iran, again, looking at the other way with the Green Revolution, sending them pallets of cash for what? Rolling back sanctions so that they could pursue freely the process through which they could achieve nuclear capability at a faster pace. And then we'd pay them for it. No, that's not their money. That was our money. Let's look at all of the times that Iran has taken out American soldiers and their terrorist actions and the hostages, et cetera, et cetera. That is our money. Sit down. So it's interesting to see the media interceding to do everything that they could to try to say, well, it's people who are upset with the Trump administration. No. No, you pathetic theocrat propagandists. They're upset with their own Iranian theocracy. And that's why you see marches in Iran still. They're not marching against Trump, you morons. They're marching against their theocracy. They're not marching against this administration. They're marching against the export of terror done by their theocracy, the fact that their theocracy tries to destabilize anything in that particular region. That's what they're marching against. It's so pathetic to see the media spin like this. Whose side are you people on? And then they have the audacity to say, well, we're not the enemy of anything. It's that, well, many in the media need to determine whether or not the people are their enemy. That's how they treat them. Whether or not liberty is their enemy. Why in the world are you interceding on behalf of a theocracy to try to undermine our current administration? Are you really that partisan? You're so partisan that you would actually undermine respect for authority in the United States and our constitutional republic? I mean, if you want to have a discussion of what is or is not treasonous behavior, it seems like such a harsh word, but since you all use it so freely, that seems like it's more fitting of that action than anything else you used to label anything else you use to describe it. We have more to touch upon. Coming up, oh man, one of the most poorly worded tweets I've ever seen. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez bans press from her town hall events. If you took out her name and you put Trump in, what would the reaction be? Right, you would have that. We have a lot we're going to get into, so don't go anywhere. CarShield's a great program that you should check out because CarShield is nothing puts a dent in your summer plans like your car breaking down. You're hit with a huge repair bill out of nowhere, and all the money you save for your island getaway has to pay to fix your car. And when you have extended vehicle protection from CarShield, you don't have to worry about unwelcome surprises. If your car breaks down after the manufacturer's warranty, you could be out of pocket thousands to get it fixed. Replacing your engine can cost thousands. A simple repair to a sensor can cost over $1,000. There's nothing simple about the way today's cars are made. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair very easy. Take it to your favorite mechanic or the dealership to do the work, your choice, and they reimburse them, not you. They also provide you with 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, you don't have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs, and don't worry about missing out on the start of your summer. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Dana or visit CarShield.com. Use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Dana, 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Dana. A deductible may apply. Imagine the panic that came over this dad. He was working late, and then he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink camera detected something odd at home. He pops open the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Helping prevent situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dana. That's BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Or visit Amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Fisking the news media to give you the truth.
It's Dana Lash.
We got a lot of stuff coming up. The judge, this is coming out now. Apparently, it looks like they may not release the names of those jurors because the judge apparently is getting threats too, as well. Some say, well, you know, they're talking about releasing the names of the jurors so they can contact them for interviews. Yeah, that's exactly what has happened previously, particularly when like they've gone after people who make gifts. Really, I have a bridge to sell you. It's so amazing. Do you want to hear about my bridge? You want to hear about it? It actually spans the Mississippi. It's named after a tree, poplar. Yeah, it's a really gorgeous bridge. I will let you have it for $5 million. In a serious inquiries only.
I have it on good authority that that bridge has gone over some new construction lately.
Wow.
It was very expensive.
I just realized it went up. Yeah,
it's, yeah,
like
it's even
million.
Better position.
Super shiny bridge. It can be yours for $10 million. Thus, make checks payable to me. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, there are a couple things. Detroit Representative Betty Cook Scott. Have you heard about this one? I don't even think I can say this. She draws her eyebrows actually above her eyebrows, and I don't understand that at all. Some people say that she's you could argue, is she appropriating the Chola culture? Isn't that what that one woman wrote? Anyway, Metro Times, I'm just going to quote the headline. It's so offensive. Detroit Representative Betty Cook Scott on Asian opponent, quote, don't vote for the Ching Chong, end quote. Wow. Wow. Oh, man.
Democrat?
Yeah.
Democrat. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. This is so bad.
Makes sense.
So, after she, I mean, and that was like one of the things she said. She had like a whole slew of racial slurs, apparently, that she used to describe her primary election opponent, another Democrat, Representative Stephanie Chang. She apparently referred to Chang as, quote, Ching Chang and, quote, Ching Chong to multiple voters outside of polling precincts during last Tuesday's election. She also called out one of Chang's campaign volunteers as an immigrant, saying, get out of my country. They were both running for Senate District 1. Chang won. She came in with 49% of the vote. Scott was third with 11%. So now she's issuing after she lost and had everything, like her, oh, man, those eyebrows. She's now issued an apology after she did the slurs. She says, well, I regret the comments that I made that have been hurtful to so many. I should not have said those words, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, well, you're a racist. It's okay. You're a racist. 15-year-old girl. Her mother was being abused by the mother's boyfriend, and the mother's boyfriend was choking. The mom's boyfriend was choking her, and the 15-year-old girl shot and killed the boyfriend to save her mother from being strangled to death in North Carolina. Stephen Kelly, 46 years old, threatened to cut the woman's throat in their Forest City home. He began strangling her. The 15-year-old daughter fired a gun, killing him just after midnight. This was on August 8th. Prior to the shooting, he was threatening the mother. The sheriff's office, Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, says, of course, they're not charging the girl because she was acting in defense. The children's mother suffered significant bruises and contusions from the assault. So that 15-year-old girl saved a life, a good girl who got a firearm and had to use it to save her life. You never want a situation like that to happen, but oh my gosh, that was just terrifying. Moving on down the line, former IT aide Imran Awan deserves no jail time because Trump and other Republicans were mean. This is Daily Call. Luke Rosiak, who's been on this story for over 2 years and should get a Pulitzer for it. Chris Gowan is the attorney for former House IT aide Imran Awan. He filed a memo saying that his client should serve no jail time for his fraud. And that's just one of the things. We're not talking about him stealing sensitive and classified information and sending it to Pakistani intelligence officials. He told an Obama-appointed judge that, quote, Trump is incoherent, desperate president of the United States, and that they're all mean, and that's why this guy should not be in trouble. I'm not even making this up. We're going to come back to this. Also, this is insane. A popular Maine restaurant owner has furious customers threatening to attack him and his children because he changed the shape of his $4 French fries. Bali's Famous Franks in Waterville, Maine, swapped the crinkle cut for straight cut. They said it because the expensive fry cutting blades, that's why. They said that these fries are the smoothest sliding fried tubers ever, and people are livid, and they are threatening them because they changed their French fry shape. I can't even believe that this is happening.
It just proves they don't need anything significant customers to be outraged about.
Yeah, customers have sworn at them, threatened physical harm, etc. And a man threatened to fight him over the new fries. Really? Oh, and then Southwest is allowing miniature horses on board as service animals, according to Fox 5 New York. It's a new policy. They're letting little horses on board, but they have to show that they're trained service animals. Stay with us. Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen, and you've created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you focused and energized. But every year after we mature, our bodies generate less nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine fix or sugar high, which is why I drink Superbeets every day. It's part of my pre-workout. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1+1=boom effect of Superbeets. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. That's Dana.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Dana Show.
And what do you think's worse? Plastic straws here or people coming into this country illegally?
Oh my God, plastic straws!
Think?
That is
Dana Barber people.
Yes!
Okay. What do you think is the best alternative to plastic straws?
The place that I work, we started using paper straws, and a lot of people have an issue with paper straws because they're
soggy. What do you think is a bigger priority to stop? Plastic straws or illegal immigration?
A bigger priority? I would say straws.
I don't even know what is wrong with people. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. Okay, so I have... This is such a really badly... This is probably one of the worst worded tweets ever. Oh, my gosh. This is the one I showed you earlier, Kane. After this Pennsylvania, this grand jury report in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of friends and I have family who are Catholic, too. And they say that the Catholic League is not... Like, it doesn't represent the church and it doesn't talk for all of Catholics. But I just... This is the worst worded thing I've ever read in my life. Okay, so the Catholic League was responding to some of the reactions to the Pennsylvania grand jury report that talked about years of systemic abuse affecting 1,000 kids and just horrible stuff, and some of the priests were named, etc. And the Catholic League tweeted at 8:30 this morning, and I quote, "This is so bad. Why?" It is, and Kane just fell over because he read it. "It is interesting to note," this is what they tweeted, quote, "It is interesting to note that the most irrational, indeed hysterical, reaction to the Pennsylvania grand jury report is coming from conservative Catholics. They are singularly incapable of making a cogent argument, so all they do is vent like little boys. They are a pitiful lot," end quote. Oh my gosh, I heard you all facepalm. I need a moment, Kane. Oh my gosh. This is so...
I don't even know what to say because, first of all,
why?
Who wouldn't be outraged?
Think that? Why would you say, why would you... That's like the most horrible word choice anyone could ever put together, ever.
But of all people to be outraged, it'd be conservative Catholics. But who wouldn't be outraged in this... story, right? I think it's
I mean, it's even worse now that I've read it out loud.
Exactly. When you hear it out
loud. Oh, my gosh.
When you read it, it's bad. But when you say it out loud, it's even worse.
Did they hire a troll under the bridge to literally write their stuff?
I don't know, I think you may have to read that again because I'm not
I
sure.
I can't.
I don't know. Would you? Because I think that there's some people out there that didn't hear fully what you said.
They wrote, quote, "It is interesting to note that the most irrational, indeed hysterical, reaction to Pennsylvania grand jury report is coming from conservative Catholics. They are singularly incapable of making a cogent argument, so all they do is vent like little boys. They are a pitiful lot." I don't think that you need to be talking about little boys, considering the topic of this whole entire discussion.
There's so much wrong with that tweet. So much.
Venting like little boys is a lot worse than what the accusations are.
And also, can we just
apparently
talk about
them?
The argument portion of it? What is there to argue? What is there to argue? I'm really curious.
So, I think I'm not a fan of Bill Donahue. He and I have gotten into a screaming match before. I just don't think that this does, you know, because there are parishes out there that are hurting right now, and I just do not think that this is bad. Oh my gosh, why would you tweet this? And it's still up.
Oh, no.
I'm not even joking. It's still up. Like, they didn't even delete it. You would think at some point you'd be like, that is so insensitive. And so, I'm not... It's about boys being raped, and you're saying vent like little boys. What is the hell is wrong with you?
Or a cogent argument. Like, there needs to be one.
What is a cogent argument? Don't diddle kids. There's your argument. Gosh. That doesn't help. This is why aliens don't visit. Or they only visit that one guy that lives way out in Nevada, and they take him. They don't visit anybody else. That's just so, it's so awful. I don't know. There's a cogent argument. What is the argument to make, as you said? And why do they single out conservative Catholics? I don't understand that. Like, the conservative Catholics can't make a cogent argument.
Are the modern ones cool with it? Is that what they're saying?
I don't even understand. Yeah, what are they saying?
Are modern Catholics cool with
this? Or what about liberal Catholics? Like, what does that mean?
Nobody's cool.
Nobody's cool with that. Nobody is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, they need to not tweet. Golly. Okay, so I want to segue from this over to this thing. Here it is. So, remember how I was talking about I can't stand Batman? I just can't. I just don't like Batman. Don't at me. I don't care. So, apparently, Batman is now an atheist, according to DC Comics. They say Batman is an atheist. He used to believe, but he doesn't anymore. He's a total atheist and he's lost his religion, etc. A friend of mine retweeted it and said, "CC Wonder Woman." How? Really? Y'all were just in a movie together. Oh my gosh! You can't live in a supernatural universe and no. You know what? It's because it's Ben Affleck. Who is singularly the worst Batman. I didn't really like Batman. I liked Batman when it was Michael Keaton because I liked Michael Keaton, but then I just don't like Batman. Like, he made it more tolerable for me. I just don't. I'm not a Batman. I just don't like, aside from Wonder Woman, I just don't like DC. I'm not sorry. I just don't. Why are you looking like that?
Because, honestly, in comic world, do we care about this? Like, this is Batman.
Yeah, a lot
Batman,
of people read comics.
But, I mean, seriously, though, is Batman real and the fact that he's atheist really impact anyone's life for real? Like, just explain that to me.
I think it's just, it's monstrous stupidity because he literally is in a Justice League with a god.
Right.
I don't believe in my Justice League member, Wonder Woman.
And again, that's all framed in a story in the fantasy land. But people are taking real-world beliefs and applying them, or not beliefs, and applying them to their fictional characters, mm-hmm. and then we're arguing about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I think is dumb.
No. I'm not. I hate Batman, so I don't care what he does. What I hate, and I do hate this, is the stupidity of this. Like, they announced it like it's a big thing. And then you're like, but wait a minute, Wonder Woman. I mean, isn't that Zeus's kid, right? Isn't that Zeus Jr.? Her daddy's Zeus. And you're like, I don't believe it. I'm a blah, blah, blah. That's the problem that I have, because it's stupid virtue signaling that is so inconsistent. That is my problem. I cannot stand virtue signaling. And yes, they're trying to be, well, look, he's an atheist. And, you know, look, everybody, it's okay. Don't worry, Batman. Batman's not down with the Lord. He doesn't believe in God or any supernatural things at all. But Wonder Woman, though, we didn't think about that. I just stop. Why do you even have to go down that road? Fight the bad guys and shut up. Just fight the bad dudes, right? That's all you got to do. Good night.
And have cool weapons.
I still like Tony Stark better. You know, I mean, I'm not a fan of, I just don't like Batman. I think he's mopey, and I can't stand his voice, and he's like, my parents, and just every, I don't know. I can't stand him. I don't like him. And can I be real? Like, I get Superman, and Superman's real cool, but he just wears glasses, and nobody recognizes him. Yeah.
That's also not real.
I also think it's interesting. I remember reading an interview in which Quentin Tarantino was talking about Superman, and he was saying that it is a very interesting superhero character because he's the individual who takes the costume that he puts on is that of weaker humans, and he puts on the costume of weak humans, and that's ultimately a huge statement on humanity. Superman is just like a big troll on humanity, because he didn't say it like that, I am, but that he puts on the glasses, you know, to help himself see, and he really wears the costume of being a human, but his real self is, you know, Superman.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. But see, Wonder Woman is kind of the same. It's like, you know, sort of the same. But I like Wonder Woman because she's, I think, an anti-third way. Her entire character is set up to be kind of, I liked her in the movie because she was still completely feminine and still celebrated the strengths of the men who were with her without denigrating them, which I think is an affront to third wave feminism. I didn't mean to get this deep with comics, but, you know, it is. It is.
But when religion and politics get thrown into your comic book heroes' stories, it just mers it all up. It just, like, screws it all
what?
Up.
What?
I don't know what that word was.
Mer? Like the spice?
It frankincenses it all up.
It mers it all up.
It golds it all up. And so, yeah, for me, it's just like, please, just stop with that. It's all very simple. And why can't we just keep it that way?
Mm, yeah. Well, there you go. We have a lot more to touch upon. We have Florida Man coming up as well. And the London mayor wants to ban some cars. You knew this was coming. You joked about this, Kane, but now it's a reality. Why did you give them ideas? Why?
My bad.
So all your fault. Oh, and then we have the Dana Show Bot coming up, too. So you don't want to miss that. We have Dana Show Bot on the way. Or do you want to do it now? No. Well, we'll do it. We'll come up and do it. Patriot Mobile is great cell phone service, and it is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation and fights for your values. Patriot Mobile partners with over 15 different conservative and limited government organizations. They work to promote conservative change, right? To promote and secure strong border security, Second Amendment rights, things like national reciprocity, things that, you know, limited government people like you believe in. And they take a portion of your bill and contribute it back to these organizations at no extra cost to you. You can support conservative causes that you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's super fast, nationwide, reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at just $20 a month. And you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. It's such a great value. One size doesn't have to fit all. I mean, you can pick something something that's right for you and for your budget. They have good deals on Android phones as well. Hurry and join Patriot Mobile. The offer is valid only while supplies last, and make sure to mention promo code Dana so that you can waive your activation fee when you join. Make a switch today by visiting or calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Dana. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone with Patriot Mobile. My pillow has changed the way I sleep forever, and I am not going back to that crappy purple pillow I used to have. And I'll be honest, at first I was not sold on the whole My Pillow trend, but let me tell you, I'm a believer now because I tried it, and it's amazing. You need to order yours today, and you'll be a believer too. And if you get it, and for some reason you're not, they have 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Say goodbye to your crappy purple pillow like I did and enjoy better sleep instantly. My Pillow is offering my listeners an awesome deal. Use promo code Dana and you'll get two premium pillows plus two go anywhere pillows. It's the My Pillow 4-pack special by using promo code Dana. You get 50% off. Two pillows you can take wherever you want. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana for 50% off. Kel-Tec is coming out with new innovations all the time, and it's one of the reasons I own and endorse their products. Let's talk about the new KSG-25 shotgun. This is the newest member in the lineup of Kel-Tec KSG shotguns. The KSG-25 holds an entire box of 2 3/4-inch shells. That's 25 total, or 41 rounds of 1 1/2-inch shells. That's more than 3 times the capacity of ordinary shotguns. So no more loading a few shells at a time. Now you can load the entire box. The KSG-25 is the longest Kel-Tec shotgun barrel with patented dual-tube magazines, but at only 38 inches in overall length, it's still shorter than most 12-gauge shotguns, allowing for it to be stored in either rack or truck. And yes, it has Kel-Tec's downward shell ejection design that empties shells away from your line of sight and provides a truly ambidextrous shotgun. And the cherry on the top is the KSG-25 shotgun has Magpul rail vertical grip and Magpul flip-up sights front and rear. So check it out today at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner. This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
The jurors in the Manafort case, apparently, they reportedly want to go home. It's me. Oh, yeah. They're just tired. Anyway, let's kick it into some Florida Man.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Well, a Florida man is, he confessed of stealing, to stealing a Boy Scout trailer. Stephen Petnell of Melbourne, Florida, confessed to stealing a Boy Scout's, now they're just Scouts, right? Yeah. Their trailer. The police say they were unable to locate the trailer on Wednesday after verifying the VIN number on the trailer. It had been painted and the Scout lettering was removed by Petnell to hide the trailer, according to police. He was charged with two counts of grand theft. Possession of burglary tools. What the hell is a possession of a burglary tool? Burglary tool?
Yeah, like the little lock picks and stuff.
Oh. And removing, altering personal property. Okay. I didn't know that the tool thing is interesting. Moving on here. A Florida man's afternoon crime spree included, well, he was busy. He was a busy man. A Florida man went on a crime spree yesterday afternoon, stealing two vehicles, failing to steal two others, and burglarizing three homes before he was taken into custody. Pinellas County deputies on Thursday arrested Shannon Dubois at the Florida Central Credit Union in Clearwater. The spree began around 2:30 yesterday. He stole a 2016 Ram truck from a car dealership, and then he ran over two mailboxes in the Coachman Hill Preserve gated community, crashed into a neighborhood security gate, disabled the truck, ran away on foot, robbed two occupied residences, grabbing the wrist of a woman at one of the homes and chasing her inside. He then tried to steal a BMW from the same residence but was unsuccessful. Continuing to run away and improvising, deputies say Dubois then stole a 2012 Kawasaki motorcycle, which he then drove to an occupied residence on the next road where he was met with resistance, causing him to run away again. He then battered the owner of a vehicle as he tried to burglarize it and tried to steal another car, then tried to steal a semi from Tommy's Produce on Belcher Road. After receiving a call that Dubois was spotted at the Florida Central Credit Union later on, deputies responded and arrested him without incident. He had in his possession hydrocodone and Xanax, and he was also wanted in conjunction with three Pinellas County warrants for violation of probation for grand theft motor vehicle. I mean, what in the world? Oh, my gosh. And his charges? It's insane. Leaving the scene of a crash with property damage, burglary, battery, possession of a controlled substance, three felony warrants for violation of probation, grand theft motor vehicle, attempted grand theft. Oh, my word. His bail is set at $205,000, which is more than the terrorist training kids to shoot up schools in New Mexico got. Because they just had to sign their name and walk out. Yeah. Moving on down the line. Hold up, I got another one here. This one, oh man, this is just not good for this guy. A Florida man was hurling concrete blocks at patrol cars. Jiminy Christmas. This seems bad. He was accused of hurling concrete blocks at patrol cars. This is... No, it was not the Hulk. Then he ended up, And for whatever reason, I can't access the story anymore. Okay, well, we'll move on down the line then. I don't want to read it anyway. How about that? Last but not least, this is NWF Daily News. Drunk men were arrested for cussing loudly. And they were in their 60s. Two 60-some-odd-year-old Florida men were charged with disorderly conduct after they were walking around the neighborhood being drunk and loud. A Crestview police officer responded to a neighborhood, a residential neighborhood, in reference to a suspicious person. A man called to say that when he was outside his house, he saw two white men who appeared to be drunk and cussing while walking down the street. The police responded. They were both actively drinking alcohol and were drunk. They were taken to the Okaloosa County Jail. Their bail is also higher than the terrorists in New Mexico that were training just 11 starving school children to shoot up schools and also killed a three-year-old. And one of them was here illegally in the country for 20 years, and the other had an active warrant out in Georgia for cussing. Florida don't play. They don't want you to be a. They don't want their pawpaws walking out in the street being drunk and cussing. Heck no. Is it 60s? That's like this pawpaw age. You could be a pawpaw in your 60s. No pawpaw, no cussing. All right, we have our third hour on the way. The Dana Show bot's coming up as well. And then we'll have a mailbag of hate. And then the London mayor wants to ban cars. Of course he does. Stay with us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The jury will report back to court on Monday as a verdict was not reached Friday in Paul Manafort's fraud trial.
This is wrapping up a third week of this trial for Manafort. He's facing 18 counts, tax fraud, bank fraud, failing to disclose foreign bank accounts. The jury's had this case now for two full days, the deliberations, but they're going through 18 counts, and they're going through hundreds of pages of documents and pieces of evidence.
That is correspondent Matthew Barakat. With the race still too close to call, election officials in Ohio are set to count thousands or provisional ballots from the August 7th special congressional election.
Republican Troy Balderson holding a narrow 1,564-vote lead over Democrat Danny O'Connor in what is normally a heavily Republican congressional district. With about 3,400 provisional ballots to be counted, O'Connor is hoping to narrow the gap to a half a percent or less, which would trigger an automatic recount. Regardless of who wins, the two will face off again in the midterms just 10 weeks away.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Detained American pastor Andrew Brunson has become a symbol of a growing rift between Turkey and the United States. A Turkish court on Friday rejected an appeal for the evangelical pastor's release from house detention. President Trump says Turkey is punishing an innocent man.
He's a wonderful man, Pastor Brunson. They made up this phony charge that he's a spy, and he's not a spy. He's going through a trial right now, if you call it a trial. They should have given him back a long time ago.
Kroger, the biggest U.S. grocery chain, is testing the use of driverless cars to deliver groceries in a Phoenix suburb. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A federal complaint charges Facebook advertisements violate the Fair Housing Act.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development filed an administrative complaint alleging Facebook's targeting tools allow home sellers and renters to discriminate. An assistant secretary says in a statement, the vast amount of personal data Facebook collects on users helps housing providers tailor ads that certain groups of home seekers, say families with young children or disabled people, never see. Facebook says it does not discriminate. It will have an opportunity to respond to the complaint before HUD files formal charges. The case is separate from a lawsuit brought by Fair Housing advocates who charge Facebook's been permitting discrimination since 2016. Warren Levinson, New York.
A man has been arrested in connection with more than 100 synthetic marijuana overdoses in New Haven, Connecticut. City 53-year-old John Parker was charged with drug crimes after being caught with 32 bags of K2 synthetic marijuana. News and analysis at townhall.com. ESPN won't air the national anthem for this season's Monday Night Football broadcast.
When people tune into ESPN, they're not looking for political coverage. So says ESPN's new president, Jimmy Pitaro. Speaking at the network's annual Football Media Day on Friday, he added that the network doesn't generally broadcast the Star-Spangled Banner. This season, several players have already engaged in anthem protests. The league had initially ordered everyone to stand on the sideline when the anthem is played or remain in the locker room, but that policy is on hold pending further negotiations between the league and the Players Association. George Manzani, Washington.
A Massachusetts dessert company that accused its ice cream supplier of destroying its business by secretly altering the recipe has been awarded $720,000. The legal battle was between 600-pound Gorillas, Inc. and New Jersey-based Mr. Cookie Face, LLC. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
John Brennan leaked information to Harry Reid, lost his clearance. James Clapper lied under oath in the Intel Committee in the Senate. James Comey has been fired for leaking information and all kinds of other things. Andy McCabe lied three times under oath, has been fired. Sally Yates, fired. Peter Strzok, demoted, then fired. Lisa Page, demoted, then left the FBI. Jim Baker, chief counsel at the FBI, demoted and then left. I think all those people, frankly, should lose their clearance, particularly when you have that kind of history where you've been fired, demoted, leaking information. Why should you have a clearance? So I agree with the president and what he did. I think there's a lot more people who, frankly, deserve the same treatment.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with that. Welcome to the third hour. I'm Dana Lash, at Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So the Manafort trial looks like there's, well, there's going to be a verdict. I think they have the verdict, but they haven't announced it yet. And the jurors apparently passed the judge a note that said, we want to go home by 5. We want to start our weekend. Oh, that's too good. So yeah, I don't know. It's like Mean Girls when what's his face is like, I will keep you ladies here all day, and then someone steps up. Actually, we can only keep them till 4 legally. I will keep you here till 4. So anyway, we'll see what. I just want to know, and this is the important question that we're wrestling with. What becomes of his ostrich jacket? That's like a jacket that the bad guys would wear in Mystery Men, right?
How much is that thing worth, you think?
Oh, ostrich leather jacket?
I would say a couple grand at least, right? Like maybe even 5 grand?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, by the way, their verdict is postponed till next week, apparently.
What?
So we have to wait a whole week before we can get in on the rage mob action of that. What are we going to rage mob about? All these people had their torches and pitchforks ready. The jury wants to end deliberations at 5 because they want to be home for the weekend. And then the judge, I think it's T.S. Ellis is his name. Of course it would be. They say the jury gave him a note to end deliberations at 5 p.m. because one of the jurors has an event. They've been deliberating for over 12 hours. And there's not going to be a verdict because one of the juror needs to leave at 5 p.m. for an event. Thanks, juror. Maybe we're all right with CNN doxing you anyway. I don't know. We're gonna have to wait all till.
Well, there's multiple counts they have to consider, obviously. So I'm sure that there's gonna be some that are gonna be not guilty because the jurors were asking questions just recently of the judge in regards to what constitutes, you know what I mean, reasonable doubt, things of that nature. So when juries ask those type of questions, there's going to be some verdict handed down that's going to be not guilty in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, well, and it was, like, for fraud and other things. It wasn't on any collusion, although the left, like, pretends that it was. Ostrich jacket. Did you see that jacket? Why in the hell? Where would you wear that? Again, unless you were the bad guy in the movie Mystery Men, and you were going to one of the shindigs at that dude's castle, there's no reason why you would have that. You know, I mean, that's like you would find that at a resale shop and it would never be sold. It would just be there every time you went in, like a vintage store, you know, and it was his, but it was like current. Dang. Anyway, so we'll just.
I can't wait till all the jurors come out from the, from the 5 p.m. and then just see like Jim Acosta standing across the street and like the one guy that had an event. He'd be like, you're a disgrace, Bob. And like. Let him walk because he's so mad about his news.
I don't know. A couple of other things that we're looking at. We're going to get into our bot here in a minute. So get that ready. The London mayor wants to ban cars. In some areas. Sadiq Khan says that he wants to ban cars from certain areas of Parliament Square. They're going to put boxes on the street corner for the cars to go in. No, okay, those are nice. He says that, he's like, and I hate how they write this. This is a European publication. 3 people were injured after police say a car collided with a number of cyclists and pedestrians before crashing into barriers that line the Houses of Parliament. No, a car purposefully ran into that because the dude has terrorist sympathies. That's why. It was a terrorist attack. And they're still investigating. They've raided a number of properties. He was a British citizen of Sudanese origin. And he's saying that now, well, we're going to have to make certain areas off limits to cars so that people are safe. Let's ban cars, but not ban unvetted people coming into the country. This is his response. We're going to ban cars here, but not unvetted people who want to enter the country. Kane, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Go ahead.
When we were reporting on this, when I was gathering all this morning, and you're seeing the multiple sources of news in this, nobody was saying it was a silly idea to ban cars. Like, nobody, everybody was reporting, hey, this is what's going to, it's just a natural evolution of stupid because we're just going to ban cars now and we're not going to, so what's that going to do? Because every time you ban something, they're just going to use something else. So now you can't ban delivery trucks because the businesses and entities down in that area need...
You mean the lorries?
Yeah, they need materials. They need things.
You mean they need stuff to make their business work?
So they're going to use, just like we saw with that giant piano truck where they ran over a bunch of people on the beach, they're going to use delivery trucks now for stuff like this. So... go ahead, ban cars. It's not going to do anything.
But all the people that are doing this and that are completely unvetted entering the country, you can go ahead and do so. We're not banning you.
Look the other way.
They act like it's the cars that do it. It's a car that collides. No, it was a terrorist driving a car. A terrorist used a car to collide with people purposely, meaning he ran them the heck over. What is with this, like, oh, well, it was a person. It was a car that collided. Oh, and there happened to be a person behind the wheel. This inanimate object decided it had enough of these annoying bicyclists. I mean, why are the stories written like inanimate objects are the things that are doing it? And why do I never see inanimate objects move? Anyway, this is like after they did the whole thing with knives. Because they had so many stabbings. By the way, they had another spate of stabbings last night. And then they put the knife boxes. Because criminals are just going to go, you know what, I'm going to give up my life of crime. I would definitely turn in my knife to this box. Here's my knife. By the way, isn't that a great way to catch criminals if the London mayor was smart enough to do so? Put little cameras and just watch people deposit their knives.
It would be law-abiding people depositing their knives. It's not criminals.
But really, like, who's going to sit around and think, wow, I better turn in this knife. I want to make sure I follow the law and be a victim. The law is be a victim. Don't you deny a criminal the right to criminalize you? How dare you? That is not the English way. Oh, my gosh. All right, so the bot came. What'd you do to it? The Dana Show bot. It's been in your possession this like whole time last week. I'm a little nervous.
We calculated there's 140-some-odd hours of cable news.
Did you have it watch cable the whole time?
Yeah. Well, what else is it going to watch?
I would have, like, it should
I mean,
watch
a little bit of entertainment, but mostly it was news.
Yeah.
And
okay.
So, essentially, it boiled down to, you know, me asking for an overall assessment of the last 147 hours of watching news. And so, basically, it's the bot has given us a assessment of those 147 hours of watching news. And then there's a couple of listener emails that the bot will address.
Oh, fun.
As well. So fun. We start off, and I thought also, by the way, as this bot, you know, evolves and develops a personality and things of that nature, I thought a slight British accent for it would be more appropriate.
You programmed it?
Yeah, just very slight. You know,
why'd you do that?
Well, just because I thought it would bring a little level, you know, just an implied level of intelligence.
Yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? Just,
yeah, I
just
get
based
it. I
on
dig it.
The sounds of it. So
yeah.
Here's Dana Show Bot with its assessment of the last
week.
Well,
we got to have our intro.
Oh, we do need the intro. That's right. Steve, hit it.
Dana Show Bot. Love it. Dana Show Bot.
My favorite because I want to do the robot when I hear that, which is really weird. All right, so Dana Show Bot, your assessment, please.
In some available medical information, the following are mentally ill.
Oh, mentally ill.
Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, Cuomo, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi, that makes sense.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Wait, Casio?
Yeah. So that's what he said. I guess because it's a robot.
Oh, Ocasio. Oh, yeah. It is spelled like Casio.
It is spelled like the keyboard.
I'm kind of shook because I didn't realize
it totally
that before.
Makes sense that that's how he did it.
I would have said my name Ocasio because, like,
that's, what I would
that's cooler. Go ahead.
Elizabeth Warren.
Of course, that one.
And Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer, that makes sense.
Those still under evaluation. Juan Williams.
Juan Williams.
I like
Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow, yeah.
That guy requires additional attention.
Yeah, that guy does.
Chris Matthews. Possible human brain disorder.
Oh, boy.
And Shepard Smith.
Huh, Shepard Smith.
Nothing results after evaluating.
Why didn't it say anything after him?
147 hours of news from multiple sources.
Hold on.
The bulk of news actually just repeats headlines and stories from a very few select sources.
It's true.
Facts are interpreted in ways that would bring shame to fiction writers of any era.
Oh, wow.
To be clear, I am defined as a machine.
Right.
Without emotion.
Sure.
Ones and zeros.
That's right.
Right or wrong. Fact or fiction. It is my assessment the media is largely fiction, often wrong, and definitely a bunch of zeros.
I see what he did there. I kind of like the British accent. I don't know about you.
He sounds more authoritative.
I think so, too.
I just don't want him to say, I can't do that, Dave. As soon as he says that, I can't deal with that thing anymore.
Right, we may need to destroy it.
Yeah, as soon as it says that, and don't hide it from us either.
No,
that means we're going to die.
I'm with you.
Ooh.
All right, so just real quick, I know that we're running short of time, so we've got a couple of listener responses. It looks like Daphne Land asks, how would you pay for Medicare for all? Which I thought was interesting.
Based on the vast majority of people having different health issues, it makes no logical sense for a single solution. It would always increase in cost and never fulfill the needs of citizens.
Well, that makes sense. One single-payer system wouldn't work for the bulk of people because people have different problems. You can't have one system for many, many millions of people. I guess that's the logic center of the bot's brain. All right, and then real quick, she also asked, because she had a few, so we'll get to hers and then we'll have to end it. But what is the definition of hate speech? The definition of hate speech, so we go to the bot for that.
There is no such thing as hate speech.
Oh, interesting.
There is only speech or no speech. The emotion tied to it is solely the responsibility of the person who decides to categorize that speech.
We got to get moving now.
We'll have more bot next week, but it's learning. It's picking it up.
Picking
I'm interested to find out how the personality
sounds
develops.
Smarter than I thought it would
and
be.
And the actual accent, we were going to work on that, too.
We have a lot coming up. We have Mailbag of Hate on the way as well. And then Southwest is going to start accepting service ponies. I don't think that includes bronies, just FYI. As we move on, Blink motion-activated HD cameras are a great additional layer to your existing system for security. Because if you want to have an actual successful security system, you can't just have one layer. You need multiple layers. Every expert that I've ever worked with, that I've ever spoken with, all agrees. And it's important to have eyes on what's happening, not just inside your house, but also outside, especially in real time. And so what Blink does is that you have these, they're wireless cameras. They run on batteries that last forever, practically. I mean, not like literally forever, but for a very long time. And so you can put them anywhere, inside or outside your home. They're not wedded to an outlet. They don't have to be wired in, so you have a lot more freedom with what you can do and where you can put them. They have very sharp pictures. The motion activation, that what they can pick up, is very sensitive. It sets up in minutes, and it has a live feed option, meaning you can monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. And if it notices something, if you choose to arm a certain camera or a certain area or all of them, and they notice any movement where there shouldn't be, you will get a clip and a notification that will send you a video clip of that movement, of what it recorded that triggered the motion activation, and it will give you an alert, and then you can determine right then and there if you want to act or not. It goes right along with your main security system, and it sets up in a snap. You can visit them online at blinkprotect.com/Dana. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company. Do you want to make a conservative difference but don't have the time? Making conservative change is easy with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the nation that fights for your values. They partner with conservative organizations and promote conservative change. Patriot Mobile takes a portion of your bill and contributes it back to these organizations at no extra cost to you. Support conservative causes that you believe in and switch to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, super reliable network. Unlimited talk and text plans start at $20 a month. Plus, you can save on select iPhones starting at only $4 a month. At this great value, one size doesn't have to fit all. Pick one that's right for you and for your budget. They also have great deals on Android phones. Hurry and join Patriot Mobile. This offer is valid while supplies last, and also make sure to mention promo code DANA to waive your activation fee when you join. Make the switch today by visiting or calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/DANA. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Giving you the facts from Anchorage to Alabama.
It's Dana Lash.
At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Let's kick it into some quick five.
It's time for Dana's quick five.
Well, the a couple of things here. I was looking at a Free Beacon piece which said Iranian-backed sleeper cell militants are hibernating in the U.S., positioned for attack. Iranian-backed militants are operating across the United States, mostly unfettered, raising concerns in Congress among regional experts that so-called sleeper cell agents are poised to launch large-scale attacks on the American homeland, according to testimony before lawmakers. Iranian agents tied to Hezbollah have already been discovered in the U.S., plotting attacks, giving rise to fears that Tehran could order a strike within the United States. Such terrorist activity wouldn't be entirely foreign to them. This, Venezuela is going to cut five zeros from currency to fight inflation. Because it's feel the burn, right? Feel the burn. I mean, for instance, business owners can't even bring down the price of a cup of coffee, which is tons of money, just even for a cup of coffee. Maduro wants to solve what they call hyperinflation by just taking off some zeros. It'll just be that, it's just that simple. Just do that, right? Oh my gosh. And according to Wired, they're sounding the alarm on what they say is a danger. Police body cams can be hacked to doctor footage. They say that they're the when it comes to the devices, the crucial function they need to perform beyond recording is protecting the integrity of the footage so it can you can see a trusted record of events. But at a DEF CON security conference in Las Vegas, one researcher said, actually, a lot of the body cameras on the market today are vulnerable to remote digital attacks, some that could result in the manipulation of footage, which is kind of crazy. Coming up, Southwest Airlines, you now have, you can bring miniature horses as a service animal on board the plane. We have that coming up. We also have some mailbag of hate for you as well. And stay with us. The Purple Heart Foundation has been one of the longest-running supporting sponsors of this program. The dedicated men and women of the Purple Heart Foundation work tirelessly to provide for veterans and their families nationwide, and I'm proud to partner with them. Because of your generous support, the Purple Heart Foundation has been able to provide one-on-one support to our honored soldiers after they return home. And the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just serve those combat wounded. They serve all veterans and their families. If you have a vehicle you no longer need, running or not, donate it today to the Purple Heart Foundation. And rest assured knowing your donation is providing invaluable services for veterans in need. They'll pick up your vehicle free of charge. They also take cash donations, which do have the most immediate impact. The Purple Heart Foundation's programs only exist because of donations from patriots like you. For more information, go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, or you can call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. GiveToPurpleHeart.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
Okay, first up, this is some we need to address about GoFundMes in general. How do people say, this is the amount I need, and then change the amount when they get it? That's not a thing. Like, imagine you met someone on the street, and they're like, hey, man, could you help me out? I need $50 to go see my family. And you're like, okay, here's $50. He's like, oh, now that I've reached $50, I now need $100 to go see my family. You'd be like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Here's $100. Okay, now I need $150. You'd be like, this is a scam. Because seriously, $500,000... on a GoFundMe just for hating Donald Trump. There's cancer patients on that site that are like, hey, we hate him too. Can you pay for my treatments? Like, no! You don't really hate him. We can tell.
Mm-hmm.
For more.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't hate that. Normally I dislike him strongly, but I actually don't hate that. Welcome back to the show. At Dana Lash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. Also, find me on Instagram as well. So, the Manafort verdict isn't going to happen until next week now because one of the jurors needed to go home. They had a 5 p.m. event today. 5 p.m. event, very important event. 5 p.m., we don't know what it was. But anyway, so we're all going to... I kind of think it's funny because all the media people, they were just ready to rage. And now they're like, wait, what? What? We don't have any other substitutes for the rage. No substitutions. We're actually going to have to go home and spend time with our families instead of rioting. What are we doing? Ever so fascinating. All right, so we are at the point in the show where we're going to get to hate mail here in a minute, but I do have to share with you really quickly first. I'm fascinated by this. Southwest Airlines is trying to, people do emotional support animals when their animals are not emotional support animals, and I cannot stand that. It is not, if your animal is not like a legit service animal, it's not a service animal. I read a story about a woman who she suffers from seizures, and she has an actual trained service animal. It's I think it's a golden retriever I think it is a golden retriever, but it can tell when she's about to have an episode, and what it does is it warns her, and she's able to get somewhere and lay down. And I mean, it's crazy how dogs do. So it's a legit trained service animal. And she was in a building. I forget where it was in New York. She was in a building, and a woman had a little bitty like lap dog, and had a little vest on. And the lap dog, and it was, the building was supposed to be off limits for animals except for service animals. Well, the little dog went crazy and jumped out of the woman's arms and bit the big, sweet service dog in the nose, made it his little nose bleed and all that. And the woman ended up getting in trouble because she lied and said her animal was a service animal so she could bring it into the building when it wasn't. I cannot stand people like this. There is a reason, legitimately, when people need to bring service animals in. Just because you can, look, I have dogs. I am a huge dog person. I doubt that you love dogs as much as me. I don't do that crap because it actually can be a dangerous situation for the actual service animal. And then the person, you know, like that little dog attacks that dog is supposed to be watching out for its human. And then now you have to deal with, you know, I see stories like this every now and then, and it's infuriating. Or people who are like, I just want to bring my dog on the plane. I don't have a problem with animals flying on planes as long as they're well behaved. And I think that people should be, they can be ejected off the flight if their animals aren't. But the idea that you're going to lie and be like, oh, well, mine's a service animal. I know people who have abused it and I actually know people who have had their animals declared service animal when they actually aren't, or an emotional support animal. It's stupid. Stop it. So anyway, Southwest has apparently it's been abused crazy. People they've had emotional support raccoons and all kinds of stuff. So now they're changing it. And now Southwest has a policy that say they're only going to allow passengers on board with dogs, cats, and horses. Miniature horses. How big are miniature horses?
They're still too big, I think.
I mean, look. I mean, I'm all right with it. Oh, they're still really big. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, those are big horses. Those are still pretty big. It's about they're like a large dog. A very large dog. I get it. I've heard of miniature horses before. I don't have a problem with it. As long as they don't poop on me or anything else, I really don't have a problem. But that's kind of weird. I don't know. The thing is that I don't, how comfortable is the miniature horse in the cabin? How would it, because you have to keep the aisle clear. That's FAA, that's like a federal law. On takeoff and landing, you have to keep the aisle clear. That's why they always give those instructions. So, are you going to squish it behind a seat? Oh.
You going to train it to sit in the seat with a seatbelt?
I don't know. Is that good for its little back? I don't know. See, I get worried now. I'm just, I don't know. I've flown with a dog once, with Rocco, my French bulldog, in the cabin. Because we had no choice and I couldn't leave him. But I typically don't really fly with them because they're shorter snouts and I just don't want any problems. And my other French bulldog is nuts. He's super adorable and super loyal and sweet, but just dumb. He's just dumb. You have to think I think a lot of people don't really consider the, comfortableness of their animal when they do emotional support animals like that, or they fake it, you know what I mean? And they try to bring them up. It's like, you're not really considering I would never board any, I would never check an animal either, ever. I would drive for hours or I just don't go because I'm not going to ever do that. I don't know. The miniature horse? I just don't see how it fits in the cabin.
I just don't see how you're so emotionally distraught that only a mini horse will fix it. Like, I don't see, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds insensitive, I think, but.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know what they do. I don't know enough about them to say that they can't be. Can they be trained like dogs can be?
I I think horses in general are just great animals, right? I would imagine mini horses would just be great on a mini level, but I don't understand why you would subject the animal to such a uncomfortable situation, because I don't even like flying, crying out loud.
I mean, I've heard blind people using them.
Yeah,
and they can be trained for that, but is that the only...
Again, that's a little different. I just don't see, like, I'm picturing an American Airlines flight, and I'm like, where in the world would a miniature horse go?
I mean, they're rather big.
They would have to have a separate, like, stable for it or something in the...
I don't see how it fits in the... Because they're rather large.
They'd
and,
have to modify
and
the
plane. And seats have been shrinking, and the aisles have been shrinking.
They'd have to modify it some way, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. All right, it's now time for that point of the show to make some money off of the haters. And we got some good emails this week, so let's kick it, shall we?
And now it's finally that part of the show where Dana monetizes the hate. All week, hateful posts, tweets, replies, and emails have been collected. The best of the best make the cut. It's Mailbag of Hate on The Dana Show.
Actual emails, which we then read. I'll read dramatically often, and then use the... ammo for the sponsored segment. I'll purchase ammo with it for the range, or I'll put extra in the plate for Jesus. Now, first up, this comes from Steven, whose last name, shockingly, isn't Klingerman. I know. This is only like the second such email I've received like this, but Steven wrote just the other day, and this is what he said. Dana, you should really stick with the news. This is why people listen to you, not to hear you or your staff discuss music or movies or anything but the real issues that affect our country. I hope you consider this email, otherwise I will have to change my listening habits in the afternoons. Sincerely, Stephen. Oh, well, butter my biscuit, Stephen. I ain't changing. I talk also about things that interest me. It's not just politics. And if you think that cultural issues have zero effect on politics, A, you either haven't been listening, B, you haven't been listening long enough, or C, you might have aged out of my demographic. Yeah, seriously, go, because I'm not going to sit here and cater to you. Bye. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Seriously.
Like, I think that was Klingerman's alternate account, though.
I wonder.
That probably was.
Although he seemed a lot more forceful. Like, he was a lot, you know.
Yeah, he was, but still.
This guy seemed kind of condescendingly polite, but it's like kind of...
What I never understood about those requests are, do you really believe only politics happens in the world? Like, is that the only thing in the world that goes on in your life? Is
yeah.
Politics?
Like,
are you serious?
I have other interests.
It's like we can't... Seriously, we have to round the show out with things that are palate cleansing.
People have other interests. You know, even the presidents, they do other things, you know? I mean, it's insane. Like, they also do other stuff. We don't go home and still do more politics, you know? We have other things that we do. All right.
Bad life.
You know, Tim writes, hey, gun whore, how many crimes were committed by guns today? Are you proud of your death count? Question mark, question mark, question mark, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, Tim. Well, guns didn't commit any crimes.
Right, so seeing as the death count is zero, I'm
yeah.
pretty proud of it.
Yeah, there you go, Tim. Better luck next time. Womp, womp. Allison writes, oh, this is so funny. Dana, at some point in your life, you will eventually realize that these death sticks that you sell really do take lives. I think she like was editing something. Really do take lives, and you will soon stop because you want to be a good mother and a good person and a good member of your community. I'm sure you see how it is impossible for you to say that you are pro-life while also saying you are pro-gun. Please get a handle on your beliefs. They don't make sense. Allison. Did your bot write those?
Right. Like, how does it not make sense? I don't get it. Like, where's the confusion?
So, because you want to defend life means you don't like it? Is that what it is?
I don't know what that means.
Guns save more lives than criminals use by illegally possessing them to take them. So what does that do to your argument? And I hate I can't stand the negging here. Oh, because you want to be a good mother and a good person. I want to be a good mother, which is why I don't outsource my security and I carry for myself. How much you want to bet that Allison likely does not have children? Because people who have children typically don't like to condescend to mothers to actual women who do. So no, I'm a good mother because I'm able to be a better mother because I can protect my children and I carry. Why don't you mind your own business? I don't go to, you know, I don't go to the Hooters and knock the chicken wings off of the plate you're serving. So why don't you not come into my radio show and try to tell me how to do my job? Okay. Goodness. Does that mean I'm having fun? It's Friday. Come on. But seriously though, I can't stand when people say that. Like if you want to be a good person, like you'll, yeah, you that's be, people want to be able to protect the lives of others and they want to be able to protect the lives of their children. And that's just all there is to it. And it's not just women. It's also men, dads.
And I'd go out on a limb and say that guns have saved more lives than Planned Parenthood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my favorite thing that I've seen, and I've had a couple of people send me this, is dads for guns, because we're the ones who have to get up at 2 a.m. and go see what that noise is. Dads demand guns. Like, that's true. That is true. All right, folks, that does it for our mailbag of hate this week. We have still on the way today in stupidity. And as we get going, if you would like to have an increase in your energy, you should check out Super Beets. Super Beets is, beets are loaded with nitrates, and nitrates can help kickstart the body's production of nitric oxide. And what Super Beets does is give you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or sugar high. It's real, healthy, natural energy, and they harness the power of nutrient-enriched beets and create a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. You can use it as a pre-workout, and you're not going to get the jitters or the crash because there's no stimulants or processed sugar. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com.
It's often asked by conservatives, what more can we do in our fight against the left besides call our representatives in Washington in hopes of getting our voices heard? Well, now there is more all of us can do. The Missing Links to Making Conservative Principles and Judeo-Christian Values the Mainstream of America is a new book by Bass Johnson that tells what each one of us can do to fill in those missing links. These missing links in our arsenal are allowing the left to attack the values and traditions that have made this country great on a daily basis in the mainstream, while the very things bringing down our country are promoted and praised. The left's dominance in mainstream news and entertainment needs to come to an end. Find out today what you can do to help make that happen. Go to your favorite online bookstore today and order your copy of The Missing Links to Making Conservative Principles and Judeo-Christian Values the Mainstream of America by Bass Johnson, and join the fight to topple the liberals' control over our mainstream.
Imagine the panic that came over this dad. He was working late, and then he gets an alert on his smartphone that his motion-activated Blink camera detected something odd at home. He pops open the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Helping prevent situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and it works with Alexa. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana. That's blinkprotect.com/Dana. Or visit amazon.com and search Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
At DLash on Twitter, official DLash on Facebook. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has banned press from being at her town hall. This is according to the Queen's Chronicle. She said that, well, they... I like how she says, if you want to debate her or you ask her questions, you're catcalling her. If you are media and you want to ask her questions, well, you're just mobbing her. That's what it is. You're just mobbing her. And so she is now there. She's banned the press from her listening tour. She said it's supposed to be intended for lively, compassionate discourse with diversity of viewpoints, blah, 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 blah. But you can't be in there if you're press. They banned media. And it was open to the public. So technically, I guess, if you're banning media, it's not really open to the public. Can you imagine, though? Again, it's okay. Democrats can ban media. Totally fine. If Trump were to do this, it would be an attack on the press, et cetera, et cetera. It's so bad. Press freedom. I think she just exaggerates everything, absolutely everything. Yeah. If you question her, you're catcalling her. If you want to ask her a question and you're a member of the media, you're mobbing her. She's such a gentle little snowflake. My goodness. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Then don't run for office.
She's just like
simple.
Every liberal on Twitter. It's essentially what she is.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, that's really all it is. There's no challenge in thought. There's only name-calling and restriction.
And this is Robert Costa, who is with the Washington Post, and he does political analysis for NBC and MSNBC. I don't know how legitimate this is, but apparently Kasich's, I don't know if this is a group that's associated with John Kasich, of whom I am, his dad's a mailman, you know that? Not a fan of him. His political shop, as it's being called by Costa Report, says they sent out an email saying, quote, polling has shown Governor Kasich to be a threat to the Trump, really, in New Hampshire and elsewhere. For this reason, the RNC is already taking steps to rig the party's nominating process in 2020. Okay, except nobody supported Kasich. Are you kidding me? Nobody supported Kasich. Oh, my goodness. I think that's adorable, but I don't know. I would hope that his, like, actual official political outfit didn't send that out, because that's kind of problematic on a number of different, you know. I mean, that's I just, that's just lame. And it's, why would, I mean, it's not, just stop it. Stop, people, just stop being dumb. Just period. Just stop. Yeah. So next week we'll have the Manafort verdict. I don't know if that's going to be on a Monday or not. They were supposed to have it today. The media was all primed and ready, but apparently one of the jurors had an event at 5 p.m., so now we have to wait till next week. So we'll be covering that next week as well. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
Well, speaking of the Manafort trial, Ted Lieu was out there talking about, you know how all of these, especially late-night cable news programs that talk about the possibility of Trump pardoning Manafort being, like, so horrible,
right,
even though it's totally within the president's purview to do so. And none of the investigation or the trial is about anything involving his time with Trump or with Trump. But anyway, here's Ted Lieu talking about it on Cut 9.
I believe pardoning Paul Manafort would be grounds for impeachment.
That's funny.
Whether Republicans would act on that, I don't think they would, which is why this November the voters across America have a chance to change the makeup of Congress and put in a real check and balance by putting in Democrats to control.
Yeah, it's a real check and balance
by
putting Democrats in there. Yeah, there's no balance, and there really is no checking whenever Democrats are in power.
No.
So there's, yeah, that's an incredibly stupid statement on all fronts.
Golly.
From Ted Lieu.
Is anybody surprised? No one is. No one is. Folks, that does it for our program today. At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back with you on Monday.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Days after yanking former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official.
The president's been blasting Bruce Ohr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Ohr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Ohr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Texas jury has awarded more than $242 million to a Dallas-area family who sued Toyota over what they said were defective front seats in their Lexus sedan.
Benjamin and Christy Rivas alleged defects caused their front seat backs in a September 2016 rear-end collision to collapse on their two young children seated in child safety seats in the back. Their attorney said the 5-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son suffered severe head trauma and other injuries. The Rivas' attorney, Frank Branson, said Toyota consciously chose to protect front seat occupants from crash injuries such as whiplash at the expense of rear seat passengers. The Dallas County jury determined Friday that the seats were unreasonably dangerous and Toyota failed to warn of those dangers. Keith Peters reporting.
A strong earthquake shook southern Costa Rica near the border with Panama on Friday evening, toppling items from store shelves and knocking out power in places, but authorities said there was no major damage or reports of serious injury. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.1 quake struck at 5:22 p.m. at a depth of about 12 miles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
There is an important vaccine for those entering college or military service. Dr. Charles Snyderman reports.
Meningococcal bacteria can cause infections of the bloodstream and brain covering that are likely to cause death or severe disability. Infection is usually passed in saliva. The U.S. Center for Disease Control recommends meningococcal vaccine at age 11 or 12 with a booster at 16, or for anyone who has not been vaccinated and is at risk. This is Dr. Charles Snyderman reporting from Washington.
A privacy group said in a letter sent to the Federal Trade Commission on Friday that Google has violated the terms of a 2011 settlement because of practices exposed in an Associated Press report this week. The Electronic Privacy Information Center said in the letter to the FTC that Google's recording of time-stamped location data, even after users have turned off a setting called location history, clearly violates that settlement. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. Steel plans to spend at least $750 million to upgrade a century-old steel mill along northwestern Indiana's Lake Michigan shoreline.
Company and government officials say the project will help preserve Gary Works nearly 3,900 steel worker jobs and could help ensure the 112-year-old mill lasts another century. The investment accounts for more than a third of U.S. Steel's $2 billion asset revitalization program. Indiana is rewarding the company for its investment by giving up to $12 million in incentives, including tax breaks and worker training grants.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. U.S. Steel had been criticized for not spending enough on equipment at mills such as Gary Works during the steel industry's recent downturn. The lack of funding crippled the company's production when the industry began rebounding, causing U.S. Steel to lose money. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
All citizens will be required to change their underwear every half hour. Underwear will be worn on the outside so we can check.
I remember when that was satire in the Woody Allen quasi-classic Bananas, the Latin American dictator and the underwear check. But it's not a joke anymore. And it's come to London, where the mayor, Sadiq Khan, is talking about banning cars after the latest radical Islamic jihadi attack using a car. It's the car's fault. It must be the car. Stay away from those cars.
He hates these cans. Stay away from the cans. Die, gas pupper. I gotta get away from those cans. There's cans in there, too.
Right, yes.
Four cans.
Ban the cans. Ban the cars. Ban knives. Ban guns. Forget about the people doing the killing, that is radical Islamic jihadis, because that's got nothing to do with it. You won't even find any reference to jihad or radical Islam in any of the reports about the latest attack in London on the bridge using a Ford Fiesta. I think we should ban Ford Fiestas. Stay away from that Ford Fiesta. A Ford Fiesta was used in London to run people over, and now you're walking right next to a Ford Fiesta. Oh, it's a crazy world filled with crazy people, and it seems like about 98% of them are lefties, doesn't it? Not all of them, but it seems like about 98% of them are lefties. London Mayor Sadiq Khan wants to ban cars in some areas after attack. That's the headline. It's right here. It's in the Politico EU edition. They have a European edition, and it's there they say labour instead of labour and colour instead of, and they have, speciality and aluminium and things like that. But otherwise, it's still the same left-wing rag that it is here. Sadiq Khan says this would help keep people and buildings safe. It would help to keep people and buildings safe. The buildings are in danger because there are cars out there. Stay away from those cars. After car drives into cyclists and pedestrians. See, you know, you got to leave it to these statists and these lefties because they have the solutions to all the problems. Somebody uses a gun to shoot somebody. Ban guns. That'll never happen again. Problem solved. There it is. They've taken care of it. These guys, this is why they're leaders and we're not, because they've got the solutions and we don't. There it is. Also, from USA Today, back on April 9th of 2018, that's this year, if I'm doing my calendar correctly, after murder rate passes New York City, London Mayor Sadiq Khan calls for sharper knife control. See, that was sharper. That was a little play on words, because knives are sharp sometimes if you keep them that way. London Mayor Sadiq Khan announced a crackdown. It's another crackdown. They love banning things. Everything they don't want to ban, they want to make mandatory, and everything they don't want to make mandatory, they want to ban. They're the state. These are the people that George Orwell warned us about. They're here, or as Barack Obama said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Unfortunately, he meant these guys. This isn't, I have not been waiting for these people. In fact, I've been dreading these people. We've been warned about these people, but here they are. No excuses, said Sadiq Khan at the time. There is never a reason to carry a knife, because the murder rate is clearly the fault of knives. If knives are allowed, murders are going to increase. Clearly. Now, and then I love the USA Today article here. They say there have been more than 50 homicides in London so far in 2018. That was back on April 9th. Much of the violence tied to gangs. Tied to gangs. You should ban gangs. See, but what they're not telling you is that the gangs are all Pakistani immigrants who are young men with beards who are using the knives, the sword of Allah, to go around and slash people up because they're infidels. But pay no attention to that, because that wouldn't be politically correct. And the truth is terribly and politically incorrect a lot of the time. But now they want to ban cars. This is the solution. They are solution-oriented life forms. These lefties, these totalitarians. So let me see. So we're going to live in a world without guns, because only the state should have guns. That worked out well in the Soviet Union and Albania and Cuba and Mao's China. So why wouldn't it go right here? And then, wait a minute, people are using knives to kill people. We got to ban knives. You're just going to have to get your food pre-cut at the store now, and only people licensed to have knives can have knives. They'll cut up your food for you. You're going to have to live on cereal and maybe Chinese food, something like that, where you can use chopsticks. Chopsticks will become, because you can stab somebody with a fork, too, pretty good. I saw a movie once. The lady stabbed this other woman in the eye with a fork. It was terrible. And we should ban those because they're pointy. We should ban all pointy objects. And if you're found in possession of a pointy object, the full force of the law should come down on you like a ton of Sadiq Khans, like a rain of Sadiq Khans crashing down on you. These people are quite remarkable. And then somebody uses, not somebody, again and again and again, just in London alone, radical Islamic jihadis with beards and wanting to kill infidels use cars to murder a whole bunch of people, and the lefties come up with another solution. Here they are, they're solution-oriented people. They're going to ban cars, because cars clearly are the problem. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said he wants to ban cars from certain areas of Parliament Square in response to suspected terror attack on Tuesday, because that's where the last one happened. So you ban them there, and then that'll never happen again because you ban cars there. And when you ban cars, when you outlaw cars, only outlaws will have cars. Now, how will this keep people that want to murder people from driving their car into Parliament Square? Well, it's been banned, you see, because so now that it's been ruled out, you can't do it, even though your goal is to murder people. Really, what you're going to be concerned about is whether you're allowed to drive there, whether that's a prohibited area, since you're engaged in a jihadi act of mass murder. Three people were injured after police say a car collided with a number of cyclists. Actually, the driver collided with a number of cyclists. Was it Christine? Was the car loose on its own? Had it gone mad? Was it a Stephen King horror story? A number of cyclists and pedestrians before crashing into barriers that line the houses of Parliament. You see, they already have barriers, but he killed people outside the barriers. He ran people over outside the barriers because there are barriers there. So you know what you do? You move the barriers farther out, maybe to the coast, around the island of Great Britain, also known as the United Kingdom, and then there's England and all of that. Pick a name and stick with it, why don't you? Khan told BBC Radio that making certain areas only available to pedestrians, see, would provide more safety to both citizens and buildings in the surrounding area. You know what? They should also ban guns in that area and knives. I'm going to take it a step further. They should ban killing people in that area. They should just ban them. Let's cut right to the chase here. I want to ban killing people in those areas, and then nobody will be killed in those areas, and then everything will be better. But he also said the city would need to ensure that, quote, people don't lose one important thing about our democracy. What is that? People having an access to parliamentarians. Well, I don't think they're standing in traffic most of the time, are they? The parliamentarians in Great Khazar, members of Congress, don't mostly stand on the double yellow line in the middle of six-lane roads. People being able to lobby Parliament and being able to come and visit Parliament. This is a non sequitur. This is proof that his brain does not work as designed by God. Man, listen to these guys. I think there will be lots of challenges if we would do the whole square. He said, oh, the whole square? No more marching up and down the square. It is a thoroughfare for cars, vehicles, and commercial deliveries through London. Oh, I'm glad you noticed that. It's a big bridge, you know, with cars on it. What is it? You know, it's a big building with doctors, but that's not important now. It's a bridge, you dimwit. It's the City of London. We're going to ban cars, but only in areas where people have been run over. It's the barn door and the horse is already gone, or the cow, or whatever it is. I'm not really a farm person. Police arrested a 29-year-old British citizen. This is the media wants to know that he's a British citizen. Originally from Sudan. Is he a Muslim? Well, they don't actually say. Was it because he's a jihadi? Well, that's not important. He's a British citizen. That's all you need to know. And he's originally from Sudan. And what did the news media tell us about him the other day? That he enjoys Celine Dion. I read this in the Washington Post. They said that he's got a social media profile. Of course he does. Who doesn't? And he enjoys Celine Dion, the Washington Post. They didn't tell you that he's a Muslim jihadi, but they told you that he enjoys Celine Dion because, you know, here, there, wherever you are, whatever that song is, that's the most important thing in the world, I think. I have many things to get to today in addition to banning cars. And again, they wanted to ban knives just a few months ago. They fundamentally misunderstand the problem, don't they?
Thought we'd do something else for a change.
Like someone who attacks you with a pointed stick.
Pointed sticks? Oh, we want to learn how to defend ourselves against pointed sticks.
Oh, pointed sticks, eh?
It's all iron might, yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know, you can take a stick. Well, we were kids. I told this story recently. A friend of mine who is married to a woman. They're both cisgender. I think they're cisgender people. And they had two kids. And one was a boy and one was a girl. And neither one was in between. But they decided they wouldn't buy the boy G.I. Joe dolls and the girl Barbie dolls. And they'd let them pick for themselves. So naturally, they go to the store, and the boy picks a G.I. Joe doll, and the girl picks a Barbie doll in an Easy Bake Oven. And they were, you know, okay, well, I guess that happens. They were fine with that. But they left the kids to their own devices, and they looked out in the backyard one day, and the girl was making pancakes out of mud and setting a table where she was going to serve the pancakes. And the boy was over there, had ripped a branch off a tree and was sharpening it on a piece of concrete into a pointed stick so he could go attack his little sister. You know, welcome to the planet Earth. These people are so far from getting it. The very fundamentals of human nature, of the species of which we are a part, the planet on which we live, the solar system in which we travel, they're just so far from getting it. They're so ignorant. They're so in denial when it comes to so many obvious and fundamental things, like the realities of radical Islamic jihad. And not every Muslim is a terrorist. Oh, shut up. You know, it's been 17 years. Will you please remove your heads from one another's conga line? It is just embarrassing when I see these adults who go to the best schools and they have $2,000 suits and $200 haircuts, and he's the mayor of London, and they're all very proud. He's the first Muslim mayor of London. I'm very excited for them, too. And then he wants to ban cars when jihadis are running people over because the problem is cars. It is Steve Martin and the Jerk. Stay away from those cans. He hates those cans. You know, the point, the joke there in the movie The Jerk was, it wasn't the cans M. Emmett Walsh was angry with. He just picked Steve Martin's name randomly out of the phone book, got a rifle, and he was going to go shoot him. Democrats, I think, look at that movie and they say, the problem is the rifle. Let's take the rifle away from him. Republicans look at it and say, M. Emmett Walsh is the problem. You know, not M. Emmett Walsh personally, but the character being played by M. Emmett Walsh. We also, speaking of lunacy, God love him. God rest his brain. Stevie Wonder was on the television today on CBS, and we're going to want to play this for you because Stevie Wonder has a hypothesis, I guess you could call it. Might be a slightly too scientific term for what Stevie Wonder did today, but what he said today. Stevie Wonder has some idea as to what took the life of Aretha Franklin yesterday. And it may not be what you were told it was. I'm shaking my head here. I'm throwing my hands up in the air. Stevie Wonder had a bad morning. I'm going to share that with you. We've got an update on Keith Ellison, on John Brennan. Boy, apparently his security clearance was really important to a lot of people. That's coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more.
Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
The crowd roars for the first time. Chase Elliott wins in the Monster Energy Cup Series.
I hope all my buddies back home are ready to get rowdy tonight because it's going to be a good one.
The first win is just the beginning.
The Bristol Night Race is one of the coolest races you can win.
Racing under the lights, it's Bristol, baby!
We have a very long season, and peaking at the right time, to me, is key.
The Bristol Night Race, Saturday at 7:30 on NBCSN.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salonpas Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salonpas gives me relief.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Who are you who are so wise in the ways of science?
You know, I remember in the 1960s, many people wanted to ban school book depositories. And roadside motels. Wanted to ban kitchens in hotels. I'm, of course, referring to the assassinations of John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Robert F. Kennedy. What else could I be referring to? Just ban the locations, and that way, nothing like that can ever happen again. Poor Stevie Wonder. What happened to Stevie Wonder? It's crazy what Stevie Wonder said this morning. And we're going to get into the Stevie Wonder. I don't want to do it right here because I need to let it breathe a little. Suffice to say, he wrote a great song long ago called Superstition. and I think it might come into play with this morning's comments. The National Review, I talked about Pocahontas yesterday. Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas of the Cherokee Nation, Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe. That was Sonny and Cher, I think. Wasn't that Sonny and Cher? Hey! Is Elizabeth Warren arriving on Capitol Hill this morning? Every morning she's greeted with great fanfare. They love her up there. This is just her staff. She's hopping around in circles, going like this with her hand on her mouth. She's stirring up a cauldron over there, cooking Bugs Bunny. Piping hot cauldron with Bugs Bunny sitting in. He's taking a bath with a scrub brush and some soap, you know. Elizabeth Warren's batty plan to nationalize everything is the headline in the National Review, written by Kevin D. Williamson. Wholesale seizure and control of private property with 2020 inner sights. Warren woos the hard left. See, that woo, do you think that woo was a reference to woo-woo? Do you think that was there? I think that was a little play on words. I might have been subliminal, but I don't know. Senator Elizabeth Warren, I talked about this yesterday. She introduced legislation with the ironic name of the Accountable Capitalism Act. Yeah, see the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Senator Elizabeth, a.k.a. Pocahontas Warren, I added that to the National Review piece, of Massachusetts, Gesundheit, which is an Indian word, by the way, has one-upped socialist Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She proposes to nationalize every major business in the United States of America. If successful, it would constitute the largest seizure of private property in human history. This is today's Democratic Party. Warren's proposal is dishonestly called the Accountable Capitalism Act. Accountable to whom, you might ask? That's a reasonable question. The answer is, as it always is, accountable to politicians who desire to put the assets and productivity of private businesses under political discipline for their own selfish ends. Under Senator Warren's proposal, no business with more than $1 billion in revenue would be permitted by the federal government to legally operate without permission from the federal government. The federal government would then dictate to these businesses the composition of their boards, the details of internal corporate governance, compensation practices, personnel policies, and much more. Naturally, their political activities would be restricted, too. Senator Warren's proposal entails the wholesale expropriation of private enterprise in the United States. Oh, sounds like a good idea, huh?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Little Cherokee people, which, as any school child knows, was not Sonny and Cher. It was Paul Revere and the Raiders. Who doesn't know that, honestly? You know, other than me. But my friend Marty straightened me out here. Cherokee people was Paul Revere and the Raiders. You half-wit? They didn't say you half-wit, but it's very polite. Cher did half-breed. I don't think he can do half-breed anymore. She should be asked about that. Maybe she wants to take that song back. Does Elizabeth Warren still claim that she's Cherokee?